Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, Mason fans. Welcome to another Grudge Talk Wednesday with Chris. And tonight, actually, we're going to do another three-hour episode. So for the guys that catch on late, you will have an extra hour tonight. So with that being said, we're going to go on and get the ball rolling. First of all, I want to start off with some upcoming events. And if I do omit any or whatever, I will open up the lines where you can come out and talk about a race, an upcoming race that you know of. So we won't leave anyone out. Starting off, we got September the 14th here. We got Texas Grudge Fest over in Kennendale. Well, that's actually, that was this past weekend, my bad. Hope someone can kind of give a recap of that. But anyway, we got September 21st. We got Grips Grudge Fest race coming up this weekend. That's going to be held over there in Holiday Beach Raceway on September 28th. We got Big J Birthday Bash race, which is going down at State Capitol Raceway, September 28th. We also got the Hustle Horsepower Grudge Fest at VMP. Then in October, we have the Mississippi Motorsport Park grand opening for the bike event. Actually going to be the first official bike show for the track over there. So that's in Lena, Mississippi. Also, October 12th, we got Dano Grudge Fest, which will be held at South Georgia Motorsport. October the 20th, we got the Fall Brawl, which is going to be held at Hub City Dragway. And also, October the 19th and the 20th, we got Twigs Making Georgia. I think that's a bike and car event. And then for the month of, we also got another race, which is October the 26th, going to be in Evendale, Texas. I think that's going to be a bike and car event as well. And also, for the month of November, we got the ATV Grudge War thing, going to be first annual show for the four-wheeler over in Hub City, Dragway. And November the 9th, we will have the Texas Roundup Grudge Fest over in Dallas Raceway. So now if we have any more people or persons want to come on and discuss a race or whatever, we will take the time out now and open up the lines. See, we got one caller now, so we'll open up to 1153. Your line is open. All right, maybe it accidentally hit the line. But anyway, last week we had a discussion before the show was over with about the people crawling on the lines and stuff at these events. And it was probably about 2 or 3 minutes left in the show before we got a chance to finish discussing it. So I would like that to be the topic for tonight, actually, because it was a good topic, I think, that Frank Hillzon started. So I'm going to open up the lines again to ask the people, as far as with this crowding the line stuff, is that something that should continue or something that we should stop doing? I think there was another topic made up there as well with this discussion, and so one guy made the comment to say, well, man, that if it's a big grudge race going on and somebody tripped the beam, what do they think the outcome is going to be of that? To get the show started here, we're going to go on and open up the lines. If anybody got any expressions or opinions they want to make on that topic, we will open up your line and let you kind of talk about it. So at this time now, if you got anything to say on that topic, just press 1 on your phone and we will open up your line. Again, the topic is about the people and stuff gathering around the vehicles and the bikes and stuff on the starting line. We got one caller here now, so 0676, and your line is open.
Hey, Chris, this is Eugene.
Hey, Eugene, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, we was talking about that because that we had that same we had that problem with Killzone was talking about. That was us when we got ready to run up there in North Carolina. It took us 15 minutes just to even get to in the box. You know, wow. The guy said his bike got hot because, you know, he was burning out, and then Richie couldn't get a chance to burn out because they couldn't see each other. You know, it really is a problem, you know, when that's going on, you know.
Right.
But it's a hard thing to deal with, so we're hoping that at the next track it can be controlled, you know.
Right. Well, a lot of times
the riders can see each other, you know, that one person won't be burning out before the next one, and they won't be waiting to this person do this, you know, and we won't have no conflict.
Right. Well, a lot of times, you know, the announcers and sometimes security, you know, advise people to step back, but sometimes, you know, it's one of those deals where I don't know. You tell them to get back for 5 minutes, and next thing you know, they're back, so I don't know if it's good. What the resolution will be to that, or for that. Certain tracks don't allow you to come down. They only do about, let two or three, maybe four people come.
Yeah, two people, yeah.
Because
I know, like I was telling you, we had an incident when we was, I think we was in Hattiesburg, you know, and being behind the bike, we was filming it, you know, and the motor blew up in the bike on the starting line when he got ready to take off, and, you know, it shot stuff out the tailpipe, you know. So it's a danger, to the people also, you know.
Right.
You try to make sure that don't nobody get hurt.
Important, but will the people listen, you know, to kind of go back off the line or whatever? Is there something that everybody got to be up at the line or what?
I think it really, the thing of it is, I think it's really hurting Grudge Racing, or people wanting you to be on their track, you know, because maybe like, you know, you don't have that kind of stuff with cars on. When you're doing cars, you don't have that. Yeah, that's why it's kind of hard for people to even rent the track now for motorcycles. That's why most of the tracks that you go to, they don't too much care about when bikes come to the track.
Right.
Because there's so much, there's like so much drama behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, important there. I'm hoping some more people can chime in and do as well to express their opinions. Because, I mean, this is a touchy subject, you know, because we got a several races coming up this weekend and following week as well. And so, you know, the question will be, you know, how will the tracks and stuff control the crowd for us crowding up around the line? Before I go any further, though, we got another caller, which we probably have a lot of guests. Well, not so much guests, but have first-time callers tonight because I started a Facebook page up with the Grudge Bike topic on there. So just to reach out to the other people maybe that hadn't had a chance to listen in on the show or whatever. So just decided to try to kick this thing up another notch or whatever to reach out to other people around the world. So with that being said, we're going to go on and open up this other line here. We got 1948. Your line is open.
Yo, what's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
It's Crime One.
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right. I just leave a comment on that little topic you was on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of tracks don't. To kill that problem, the track itself ought to have a rope behind the water box. Anybody go outside that rope, shut them down. Plain and simple. You only should have three guys outside that rope. Your rider, a spot man, another man.
Yeah, but you know, you just hate to, you know, do stuff like that. But at the same time, I do understand your point that you're talking and saying as well, for the rope things off.
People endanger themselves by going outside that rope. You know, like my man said, stuff can fly off the bike, you know. First thing person might want to do is try to sue the track.
Right. You do have a point there. I mean, well, do people think that back in the day, you know, going up in the bleachers, watching the race or whatever, they feel like, I don't know. Because now you're looking at the bleachers.
Footage from last weekend of King of the Street up in Wisconsin, and they was all out there like that, too. You could barely even see the guys leave the line. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. You do understand. Well, we actually have the creator of this topic yet wants to chime in. I'm assuming he has some opinion as well. Shaquille Zone, we opening up your line. Let's see. Yeah, 9017, your line is open. Let's see. Shaquille, okay, you open.
What's up, Wish?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you got some feedback on from what the two last callers kind of expressed for us with this crowd upon the line.
Not really. I heard everything they said and all that, so, you know. I don't know. I mean, you know, like, a lot of folks say they want to be just be close to that action, which, you know, which I do, too.
Yeah.
You know, it is a problem. But as long, I'm not going to lie, as long as they're going to let us be up there, I'm going to be right up there with everybody, too. Yeah, I guess it just, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
You know, but sometimes the track do announce to tell you, too, stand back. But like I said, I think the most popular concern stuff people have is like when somebody mess up and step off in that beam when you got a big grudge race on the line, then that's when the hell is gonna break loose.
But I think
if you up for the beam or whatever, you actually are 2 foot up at the race.
Yeah.
I know, like the way Vidal is set up, you know, with the barricades back there, only allow you to go up so far. But at the same time, a lot of tracks are not set up that way.
Well, they had the same barricades up there in North Carolina, but they had come across the barricades. We actually had to make people come from behind the beam to do the race.
And then, hey, the funny thing is, I mean, hell, I know I'm one on too. Okay, well, some of the people that know where the beams are, we got there and get up there, we lean. You see what I'm saying? We don't step right there with a beam, but we lean just to got there and see. You see what I'm saying? Just to see the act. I mean, I just think a lot of people do that shit too. We know exactly where the beams are, so we just lean. Because it'd be so crowded up there.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You got that one person that don't even know about the beam that will trip. Because you won't believe how many people that be down and that don't know that they can trip the light just by stepping right there or mess up a race.
Right. And so that's what I'm hoping that don't really happen, that somebody tripped the beam on you, especially when the bike took off or something and somebody stepped in there just before the bikes take off or the lights drop down and somebody tripped the beam or whatever, man. It's going
to
be the
biggest kind of mess. I sure wanted to have them on my side. If it do, it better hope it's to my advantage. But no, it's a little wild, man. It's something gonna have to be done though for real.
Right.
I mean, the word already out there now. So you know, all the promoters know what it is. And then, like I say, I think it's gonna take the police, man, because y'all already know when it comes up there to watch them races, man. We straight goons. Ain't can't no staff or nobody like that hold up back.
I think,
you know,
now you shouldn't even be saying that.
I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you how it is. You want me to lie?
But okay, but you should be one who's trying to help prevent that issue.
I mean, like I say, if they not gonna have no problem with it, you know, us being up there, I'm gonna be up there too. I mean, I think
it should be stopped. Here's the way I think they should control. They could control it. If they stop it before it starts, then they wouldn't have a problem with it. Other than what I'm saying,
prime
is
example.
If you got, go ahead, Chris.
No, I wasn't cutting you off. A prime example, like we were over in Montgomery, Alabama, when they had a grudge event, and they crowded the line so much. And anybody that's been to Montgomery, you know, they have their water system set up in the middle of the track. Well, somebody stepped on the water system and broke the TV line, so water started shooting everywhere in the middle of the track.
That's what I'm talking about. But I think if you control it, like the early part when they're just racing, before the whole, now when all the events start, then you probably could do better with the control. But if you don't let them stay up there all day and then half the night, and then one of them, you ain't going to move them. You can just give it up.
Impossible.
Yeah, you can give it unless you got the popo. That's what it is. But if you, like I said, if you stop it before it starts, then you can pretty much, okay, you can have control over it. So when they start crowding the line, say, okay, look, we're not going to even run this race until everybody get out the way. Then you can control it that way. But if you let it start before, then it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I can tell you now. Man. And kids, all you can verify in North Carolina, didn't we have a hard time getting them people back?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
It was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about you move every time. Look, Chris, if we tell them to move, one person jump across the speed box. They go further up the track.
They want to see the action.
I'm like, man, you can't even burn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's bad when you can't burn out, right?
Yeah, that is bad. Yeah, this is big. Well, look, we got two vote calls, actually three, so let's go on and open up these lines. I'll hold them up too late. 2345. Your line is open. 2345, your line is open. Okay, 5747. Your line is open.
Pretty tired. I'm just listening to y'all, man.
Okay, man. All right, that's 6775.
What's up, Chris? Mike Phillips.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Oh, shit, man. I just chimed in on what y'all was talking about. What you need to do when they come to the gate, just have a section. Tell them what a gambling section is. We're going to have this one little section. Y'all want to gamble? Get them right down, you know, right there in the stands. And look, y'all can't come up on the line. Just get right there in the stands. Y'all get y'all gamble on. That way you ain't got to worry about nobody running out down the line. And tell them if they get past the ropes, they got to get kicked out. Tell them we got a little gambling section for you to go to, and that's how it's going to be. That'll solve, you know, solve everything.
Yeah.
Right.
What's up, Mike?
You know what's up, Wheat?
Amen.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I would do, Chris, when they come here, you know, just tell them, say, look, y'all going to gamble. We got a gambling section for y'all to go to. Y'all go right there to the gambling section. That's close enough. I get right there on the line or whatever. And all y'all that's gambling, just stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? They got people out here got money bidding. One of y'all fools haul off and step in the lights. And, you know, somebody red light and they still standing in the light. Man gone. And you're still sitting there. Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be ugly.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. You know what I'm saying? I just hope I be the one that's standing in life and I'm gone.
Well, yeah. That's going to be ugly.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I would do. You know, when they come in, just tell them, look, we got a gambling section for y'all. Look, this is where y'all need to go. You know, ain't no sense of y'all coming out down the starting line. Y'all got people up here trying to race. They can't even see each other do their burnout. One man motor get hot, you know. And, you know, some people don't like their motors to get hot. Motors make more power. Some motors make more power when they're cold. Some motors don't. Motors make more power when they're hot. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it should be up to the people that's gambling. But I got 3-4 guys, 5 guys coming up here with me. And here they go. They buy this bike. Anybody else, you know, y'all just need to stand the hell out the way.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the way I would. I mean, if it was me and I had one, that's what I would do. Look. That's my opinion, I mean.
Well, I would love for them to go to an NHRA race or something. So that makes
sense.
Oh,
hell
no.
I promise you.
Them motherfuckers going to be up on top of their head up out of there.
that ain't going to happen, Chris.
Hey, Chris, you coming up there this weekend?
Coming to Dallas? Well, that is this weekend, isn't it?
Huh?
So, yeah, that is this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit me up on this number right here. You got it? I just text
okay,
you with
yeah.
you know when the show.
I got it.
And then
where
we
you at this weekend, Mike?
Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah. I just finished me one today. Looked pretty good, huh? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go in and get off this line and finish babysitting and messing with this motorcycle.
You ain't
okay.
got to worry. You'll be back. You and your girlfriend, come on. You'll be back.
I don't want no pancakes in that head Sunday morning. All right, dog. I'll
holler at y'all. Hey, huh? Hey, when your girlfriend come on, I'll make sure I text you and say, hey, you here?
All right.
That's cold blooded. Well, has anybody talked to Mr. Cut though, man? I mean, he hasn't been on Psycho Bike, he hasn't been on Facebook.
He's been on
the
internet.
Oh yeah, he's been
on Facebook. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Killzone got to call him out for him to come on.
Nah, shit, cause okay, he know what he wanna do. He'll be on in a week or so if he don't come on tonight. I told her bad shit. That bad get tired of motherfuckers getting on his ass.
I mean, he ain't too tired of all them. All last week he was on the internet while we was online. He ain't missed a beat. He ain't get on that phone, but he ain't missed a beat posting.
Yo, on where?
On Dano page.
You talking about on Facebook?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on that Facebook girl. He ain't missed a beat.
I guess this thing got up to the race. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Come on, just say hi to something, you know.
Well, look, you had a productive talk show last week. Hush, don't we? Nah, I'm just picking
okay.
up. The- Somebody play with him when he get on here. Because you ain't
yep.
getting nine another word in after that.
Well, you mean what's next for you guys, man? I know, you know, people have been kind of throwing around, been kind of quiet, you know, for the topic. I'm not trying to tangle with the Katrina bike, but you all seen the upcoming races or whatever?
We're trying to see what we can get for this VIP up in Virginia. See, can we get something locked in before we, you know, hopefully we'll have something done. Unless
okay.
something popped off, you know, since the other day. But we're trying to lock a couple things in before we get take that trip up there.
Okay.
You know, we don't want to just take that big old trip way up there for nothing, you know.
Right, I guess.
But we're trying to get a couple things locked in up there. We're gonna be there though.
Okay.
We're gonna be there.
My buddy Bud Light there tonight, man. Check out my buddy too. Another one been missing.
Yeah,
well, he was on last time. Week, so.
Yeah, he came on for a minute and flew.
And then I had people call after that was over, man, talking about that baby crying, man. I think that took the cake there.
I guess I ain't making no better for Alex either, huh?
No, it like when you said that, man, the baby started crying, man. That's a boy.
that was perfectly on cue.
Yeah, you did so right about that. Yes, indeed.
I wish I could have been recording it so I could play it back every time he get on the phone.
My boy.
Thank you. Take that kid on. What's on your agenda, man? You still waiting around?
No, my shot's supposed to be here Friday, but hell, I don't think I'm going to hit the tracks about. I might not see the tracks about October 12th. I got a lot going on right now.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Yep, I got you. There was another topic out there too, man. That the guys over in Texas brought up about Texas event versus other events outside of Texas, and some guys made some good points on that as well. But I don't know. It's just a different breed. But now, Fly Man, yeah.
We're going to have to go to Texas. Is that an 8-mile track or a quarter mile track?
Well, they have quarter and 8-mile tracks over there. Majority of them are 8-mile, but they do have quarter mile tracks there in Texas.
We had talked about going over to Texas, catch an event over there, just see what's shaking.
Mm-hmm.
So can we create some new territory?
Yeah, do you know, have some nice events, though. They just don't hear about them. So it's going on. And that's pretty much anywhere outside of, you say the populous tracks, well, not so much the populous, but the most tracks get the exposure, like the Hattiesburg tracks, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Carolina tracks, pretty much is all, you know. But I'm sure in Texas, too, as well, but you know, majority of the races and stuff that people are talking about are really coming from down on that end. And Texas, I think once they start branching off a little, and you know that, I think Texas would come back up on the map too. And I think a lot of them, well, the bikes are down, you know, and they're still working on them. So once some of those guys, you know, get the bikes back up, and so I think Texas will start back up.
Start back up
doing what, though? For racing. A lot of them bikes are still down, and you got a lot of newcomers, you know, that's coming out with grudge bike stuff, too, but some of the old coons, well, I shouldn't call them old coons, but a lot of them that was in the, you know, the bikes either down or whatever, so. But I would love to see some of the guys from over this end here go over there and show them.
Texas got a bad name. I don't think nobody's going to go that way. They probably, I mean, why they can't come this way?
What do you mean when you say bad name?
I mean, everybody talking about that Texas ain't racing for real. I mean, that just
ain't
talk right now.
Wait a minute, say that again, because I missed what you said. Texas did what now?
I said everybody's saying that Texas ain't racing for real. Like, you know, people go down there and they really don't get no racing on that topic. I glanced at it one time, and like, I think Buck was talking and shit like that. So Buck was like, goddamn, you know, if he did travel that far, I mean, he only going to find like a $500,000 rate. If that, but if a motherfucker want to bet five, he on the way. You see what I'm saying? I don't think nobody, you know, stepped up to that. I mean, I just been in there one time, glanced at it. I didn't read everything that was said.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody know, you know, Buck Bike pretty much at the top of the game now. So the question would be who would even think about jumping out of the box to race Buck, that they don't know nothing about his bike, and just jumping that water and bet that kind of money for a race. Let's see, hold on. Here we got one caller. May be able to shed some light in on this. 6939. Your line is open.
What's up? It's Big J, man.
What's going on? Not too much.
Kills on. I got something to say with Kills on just said about Texas. Buck was just in North Carolina, and now one person up there took the raise he was trying to offer and up there. So what's the difference between him going to North Carolina? Buck was just in North Carolina and couldn't get a raise.
I mean,
wasn't Buck just at the Rock trying to get a race?
I'm saying,
listen, be
specific when you say couldn't get a race now. What you saying, the whole track was scared of him? What you saying, be specific now? Or are you saying North Carolina was scared of him?
What did I just say? What part of couldn't get a race? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking him.
Okay, well, let me help him out. I'm going to help him out, Killzone, because you and I both know what he mean, that he was in North Carolina, and everybody he asked for a raise, that was from up that area wouldn't race him.
No.
So that's pretty much what it was.
Pretty much. Exactly. The fellas from
he could have
all over North Carolina ain't the only place people racing at. You know what I'm saying? I didn't been up there a bunch of times. You know, they race up there. You know, you get a couple of races off, but out on this way, you know what I'm saying? The bikes just starting to get to, you know, about on that same playing field. A lot of guys down here didn't set their bikes up the way they did up there. Hell, I didn't do it until I went up there and started seeing myself. So once fellas like myself started going out that way and started traveling and meeting people outside of our little circles, we started switching our setups around. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying we're trying to get on that level of racing. But for
I think what Killzone was trying to say before you I think you might have misunderstood what he said. What he was saying was when Buck came over there, the money that he wanted to bet, he couldn't get. You know, he can't get nobody to face him, so it really ain't worth him coming over there for $400 or $500. That's what he was trying to say. He didn't, you know, he's not saying there won't nobody race him, but they only want to race for the money that he don't really want to race for. Correct me, correct kills on if I'm wrong with what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So I don't think, I think you might have misunderstood what he's saying. He didn't say they wouldn't race. Is just the amount that they wanted to run for, he can't get nobody to run, so it really don't. If you're going to spend $1,000 in gas, it don't make sense for you to run for $500. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying on that, you know, but I go to Texas and I see these guys racing all night long, and like you said, some guys, like, we got a few of us out here, man, I'll run for $100. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out there to make money. I'm not out there to profit on it. I'm having fun. Let me finish talking, bro. I didn't spend $1,000 in fuel to go to places. Spend a couple of $100 on food feeding everybody out there. And if I don't make a pass, I'm still satisfied because what I'm doing it to relax myself, to get out of the circle of everyday life. Waking up, going to work. So when I get to the track, that's the way we look at it. You know what I'm saying? We work our ass off. So when we can get out and have a good time and enjoy ourselves, we'll do that. You know what I'm saying? But we don't necessarily have, you know, if I'm going to the track, I'm going to the track because I like going to the track. I'm not going to the track because I can get a $5,000 raise. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just ain't on that same perspective, man.
It ain't but a few people on that perspective right there. You know what I'm saying?
Don't cross that line,
man. I'm just saying, man. I'm being real though. It ain't but a few people, you know, racing for that much, man. You know. So, yeah. I mean, I can't. But I understand though. Like, you know, I mean, I understand what guy's saying too about. Not racing. I mean, you know what they race for and all that shit and all the fun. I mean, that's all that shit is just fun in the game. Because I think if a motherfucker builds a big money grudge fight, man, to try to profit from it, he'll fucking fool. You better find something else to do with his money.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
I beg a difficult kill, though.
Huh?
I beg the difference.
I mean, come on. I mean, Katrina. I know you're talking about Katrina. I ain't gonna say I had words with one of y'all last week when I was saying that y'all was talking game. I'm trying to give y'all like respect, but I think it was somebody else trying to say.
It wasn't me. You had no words with me.
Well, it was one of y'all in the camp was trying to say. I was trying to trying to give folks idea not to race y'all, whatever it was. But
I said that.
Yeah,
that was.
Yeah.
You told us we could go ahead and put the bike in the trailer or something, you said.
But we ain't sweating that. But they got folks out there that'll run.
Governor, we got caller, kids. I'm not going to cut you off. You know, I'm going to let you come back. Let me hold on to these lines. That's one thing I said I'm trying not to do is to have people holding on here for so long. So let me go on and open up these lines. We've got 4002. Your line is open. All right. We've got 6675. Your line is open.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on? Yeah, man, I was calling this thing home. I agree with the last caller. You know, going to the track, because, I mean, me being in the game for a while, man, it's like, it's not dead, man, but, like, you know, everybody trying to pick pieces now. It's not like how it used to be. You know, like, everybody just want to, you know, they jack the pot up because they really don't want to race nobody. You know, and they sit, you know, they sit to the track and talk this and talk that. I mean, I was doing this for years. You know, I did it. I went to prison and I came home and it's the same thing. You know, back then when Johnny used to race and, you know, Shine and everybody, man, it used to be an all night thing. You know, ain't care how much, if it been $100 to $10,000, everybody raced. But now it's like people scared to race each other. Why build a drug bite if you ain't race?
I agree with you 100%.
Why go put $10,000 or $15,000 on a bike and sit on the line and argue with people all night long if you ain't gonna do nothing?
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. I mean, that's a tip. That's a really killing the grudge racing. And I mean, I can't speak for everything else, but you know, I've been back in the days when we used to go with Richard Gatson and everybody, and we'd go down to Daytona, Florida, and we'd be out there down at 3-4 o'clock in the morning racing. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't been nothing but no $5,000. I mean, whatever you got, that's what it's all about. But now people build bikes, and you come in here and you talk about, oh, I got a fast bike, but prove it. Race it, you know?
I think a lot of them are scared of that L. That's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I only can speak for a few men that going through. I know that Katrina can't still race. I know Alex Bud Light race, because Alex been doing this for years. I mean, I know Alex can race a damn street fight than a grudge fight. You know what I'm saying? Just me being out there. But, you know, I can speak for CJ. You know what I'm saying? I can speak for Grizz and people like that, but I can't speak for a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they just getting into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about back then.
Hey, but, I mean, it's very split, the people that run for that much money, though, man.
Nah, yep. But not even that. You got people don't even want to run for $1,000 these days of time because they're scared. You know what I'm saying?
Say what now?
You got people don't even want to run for $1,000 no more. They don't even want to run for a stack no more. You know what I'm saying? They're scared. I mean, and then now it's like everybody's scared because if you put a flat slick in your bike, this kid, the rich kid, you got a flat slick. That don't mean nothing. I don't see people take street bikes and goddamn be flat slick. It's all about gambling. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers were raising pro mods back in the day. You know? Outlaw bike. Get street bike. It's about the gambling. I mean, you pray and whoop that thing on outlaw bike will blow up when you race that street bike, but it's all about the gambling. People ain't got no pride in it. Ain't no pride in it no more. Everybody's just building bikes to say they're building a bike, and ain't nobody racing.
I'm not going. We just went to the Rock, man. It was goddamn over 20 races that went down at the Rock. I mean, people racing,
about
man.
Over 20, but I mean, I remember back in the days, we could go all night long. It ain't been just
It still, still should have been way more races than what
exactly. We Exactly. It should have been way more races. That's what I'm telling you, what I used to see. I mean, I remember you could have gone to the Mile Rock back in the days. I'm talking about sea races, people racing all night long. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been out there. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, when my boy James, you know, my
Hey, you said it should have been more races, but what count that didn't race? I mean, to me, all the counts raced that was at that event.
Hey, 15 weeks.
Say what?
It's a lot of races got off in Carolina. You know, the only somebody that really, Buck was looking for a race with Eddie Kane. And Eddie Kane them came there late. He waited for them pretty much all day. So they said they're going to be there at 7. Then they said they're going to be there at 9. Then they said they're going to be there. Then they made it there probably 10:30, 11, something like that. But everybody else got their races off, you know. But
yeah,
one
that's
thing
what I'm saying. Buck the only one that did in race.
Yeah.
I mean, Buck raced because he ran it all motorbike.
One thing you got to look at, like, I see Bruh's point. But, bro, got to look at, you know, if you get a text
If you was like in BMP, you gonna pay $100 for the grudge your bike. You gonna pay $100 for to get a car to grudge. You can't race for $100. And I understand what he's saying, but he got to keep his bike in the class that they doing that. You know what I'm saying? Now, all the grudge races that I race from now on, I don't want to get no ticket, and I don't want nobody else to get no ticket. You know, because, you know, people put a lot of money in their bike. Okay, if I go and run somebody, they get a ticket on my bike, they're going to tell their next buddy, he went there. That's the reason I don't want to get no tickets on no grudge. That's the reason I do it the way I do it. Nobody get no grudge tickets. I don't think nobody should get no ticket on no grudge race either. Yeah, you know, and that'll make it a lot better. You know, you test your bike, you know how fast it is, you lose, you lose, you can't say, well, man, I went this, I went that. It is what it is. If I get my ass whooped, I just got whooped. I can come back later, try to do it again. Exactly. If I can.
That's why I like to hear. You get your ass whooped, you just get your ass whooped. Come back again. Yep. That's it. That's what it's all about. You can't win everything.
That's the way we do it out here, man. When it's a grudge race, you let that be known at the water box. And when they give it to the tower, all you get is a win light. You don't get no tickets. You don't get nothing.
That's it. I mean, I ain't kicking out of Eddie King, but I mean, if he asked a buck for trying to race, we should have raised bucks. Win or lose, it really don't matter. We ain't going to win everything. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. You know, don't say the talk and mean you matter.
Well, you know, it's just like Sam Cooke now. I shook my bike down. They told me I need to go and get ready because it didn't look like the four horsemen race was going to race. And I was supposed to race them in the four horsemen race anyway. So them boys were ready to race. They said, well, we ain't racing CC, we're going to race you. So they stepped up to the plate. We raced. You know, I gave them lane choice. I ain't going to say I'm going to do this like every time, but he asked me would I give him lane choice because Dustin was a little bit heavier. I said I would. But I think also, if I do that, then you don't get no grudge ticket. We need to get a fight. And we agreed on it, shook on it, and that's what happened, you know?
That's
what
it's great though.
See? Yeah. Man, I know that was you, see. Big J, man.
What's going on, Big J?
No, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, bro.
Yeah, getting ready for that big day?
Yeah, man, I'm getting ready, bro. I'm trying to do a little something, man.
Yeah. Okay. But, is those guys going to come from Texas? They said, somebody called me and told me I got a Kawasaki, old school Kawasaki that he want to run me with, run the trainer with. I don't know who
come
he
on.
Is, but I think.
Huh. I ain't never heard of that. I never even heard of no bike like that come out that way, man.
Yeah, one of the guys called me, man, a real reliable source said that a guy got a Kawasaki, old school Kawasaki, flat slick. He said he's 72 inches long. He said he would like me to give him the back tie. I would give him the back tie.
You're not talking about that GS, huh?
Well,
that might be
an Alex
Outlaw bike.
Yeah, if he got a 7-inch slick on his bike, and he's 72 inches, nice, I don't give a damn what he got. As long as he ain't got wheelie balls, I run.
That's about the only one I know from out that way racing an old bike like that. That's Alex on that GF.
What's up, Alex Hughes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. Yeah, so we got two more lines here. We're going to go on and open on 9316. Are your lines open?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Right, man. This is Marshall.
Hey, Marshall. Okay.
How y'all doing, fellas?
What up?
What's going on, man?
What up?
You got it. Hey, just to add on a little more to what Big J was saying, and of course, Killzone, not just directed to you, but some other stuff about the Texas, you know, races and stuff. I'm Louisiana, but I got a race that I'm actually doing. Chris might have mentioned October 26th. I'm actually doing it right across the Texas line in Evadale. So that's also going to be a lot of Louisiana and Texas and Arkansas at that race as well, just passing it on to you or anybody else that's interested.
Is that an eighth of a mile track or a quarter mile track?
No, that's quarter mile. Quarter mile.
Okay.
The track in Houston that a lot of them go to is the HMP. That's 8 mile. And then, you know, everybody knows the Baytown track. That's quarter. But your main race has been at HMP and in Dallas. So the one where Chris does his head in Dallas, and they got another 8 mile in Dallas.
What was the date?
October 26th. And as a matter of fact, this is actually, the track been open for a while. This is going to be the first grunge style this track ever saw. The name of the race is The Invasion of Evadale, is what it is. And it's a Texas track, though. But they as a matter of fact, they're so interested in it to where they're giving me the race to where, you know, they hold everything, but the race is no charge to me, just to bring the people to show them that motorcycles do race, you know. That's how, I guess, small-minded they are with just the cars and stuff, but they actually giving this for all motorcycle events.
There you go.
See, you want to make a debut?
Say it again?
I was talking. I'm trying to see, can we make a debut for you?
Oh, okay. But it will be plenty of, I've been speaking, Mike was on the phone earlier, I spoke to him about it. I spoke to Soup and him, you know, everything's still in the air for a few of them. But it's a lot of them I talked to that's all supposed to be coming down. So when you hear about it, though, the Evadale race that will be coming up after Big J's, you know, it's more than just Texas. So, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's a lot of them from Texas will be there as well.
There's a lot of guys that race from out there, man.
As a matter of fact, it's actually two of them, Killzone, that's actually got a crosshairs on you right now for your comment.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I came down there and I came down there to beat that event. And I lost 10 pounds walking around the track trying to find a way. And all that gas money and shit, I was up still, goddamn. My fight still thin on that.
Hey, but look, I told you about that before. I never knew you was even at the track. So much less you was looking for a race. That was a shocker for me. I got Chachi.
I got a few people. Me and, matter of fact, I got Ike too. I had 5-6 people walking around the track looking for a race, man, because I came that far. And I ain't want to race, but ain't nobody want to race, man. Ain't no reason to lie about it. You know,
hey, look, I'm not.
All
I'm saying
is you was looking for a race, but you didn't get to the right person. But that's all I'm saying, bro. You didn't get to the right race.
Everybody ate that track, man. Come on, man.
You come out there and everybody was scared to run your bike, man. Come on, bro. You didn't get a race, but you didn't ask the right person, bro. Because after it was over with, I asked a couple of people if Killzone had came up to them, and they didn't even know who you were. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might have asked a bunch of people.
Oh, man, I got my goddamn man reading on my bike. Yeah. Man, I didn't hear nobody.
Man, come on,
I
man.
Was in the track.
Killzone.
Hey,
come on.
Kill.
All right, you're right.
You don't have to treat them, bro. You don't have to treat them. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't have to. I know I ain't going to treat them, but I'm telling you what I did, though. But you're right, though. You know, you're right.
Hey, the guy that was on there a minute ago, is he still on the line, the one that was talking about the Texas on the 26th? Is he still on the line?
Yes. I'm right here. Marshall Horman.
What's your name? Marshall?
Marshall Horman, yes.
Okay. Well, Marshall, we're going to be at your track. This is Eugene and C, so we're going to come over and support you with it, because this is the Katrina camp. We're coming over and support you on the 26th.
And I appreciate that. Hey, and Killzone.
What?
Look, I'm not talking shit about it, but look, my name's Marshall Horman. Show up to the track, you got a race. Don't look for nobody else. Look for Marshall Horman, you got a race.
Hey, what Kills don't need to show up at?
Huh?
Kills
don't need to show up at?
Oh, Big Alex. Yeah, that's him. Kills don't fan.
Alex, you ain't got to worry about it, because I'm not going down that way, man.
Where the hell are they trying to go to?
But no, no, Killzone. I'm only saying that because before when you came to the track in Baton Rouge, you said you couldn't find a race. I'm just telling you my name. So when you show up again, ask for Marshall Harmon.
Oh, that's why you done that. You seen the C kick our ass. Hey, C, I heard your ass on him.
C, don't say one word. I got him.
C only.
On the back.
I asked him, could I tell somebody I fucked straight up and down. I called him.
Look, he's not even on the line. He done hung up.
He on me.
I promise you, he done hung up.
Hey, we lost, though. But guess what? We coming back. We coming back now. For everybody who keep on laughing about the ass when we took, I hope they can take that same stick and feel the same one we felt.
Chris, hey, Marshall, please play that, baby. Was you the guy saying that I wasn't looking for a race?
Who was that now?
Let them people talk about drug racing.
You know what? Don't
nobody think nobody else gonna win. But anything can happen in racing.
Hey, and every time Alex wins, the whole world know about it. Now he took this loss right here. Now he depressed as hell. Want to blame everybody for this? Man, take that
no,
loss.
No, no, no. I took my ass with him, man.
Alex. Yeah, Alex. And you're gonna get you're gonna get it till it's over with. And when you come back, then it's your turn. That's all that is.
At least one thing, Alex. We're gonna be man enough to get on the radio the following week and still say, hey, we took that ass. We ain't gonna wait until we play.
I told you
come
I fucking got drunk, man. I'm sitting. And fell asleep. I said, I know
like
you next time.
I like that part about we took that ass whipping. At least you ain't going down by yourself.
Are we talking? All of us.
We but took our ass with us,
though. Hey,
we got
my ass
kicked,
and I got all my ass kicked.
Hey, look, and guess what? All of them went to sleep that same night with Alex.
Yeah.
We're going on that situation.
And look, and then they left little Dust out there to defend the whole situation by herself.
Man, hey, I even heard they had their hand in the air like this. We finna pump it like, yes. And they didn't realize what the hell happened. Hands just dropped.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, man, before I go, I just want to say that I got my race coming up next week, next Saturday, September 28th, State Capitol, Cars and Bikes. We get $1,000 street ET, first place, $300 second place, $100 for each loser the semi. I got trophies, same thing with the cars, $1,000 bracket class for the cars. Kids get in free. We're giving away toys and candy to the kids at the gates. There's a party and a race on at the same time. You know, I'm just getting home. I'm working with my kids, man. It's been nice talking with y'all, so I got to roll.
All right, Big J.
All right, Jay. Take it easy.
All right, y'all be cool, man.
All right, guys, we've got another call here. We're going to open up the line here. 8351. Your line is open. 8351, your line is open.
I thought that would be another damn Katrina in. I'm sick of the damn... Storm weather. I'm sick of it.
What you sick of?
I'm sick of the damn storm weather.
Hey, you know it's hurricane season again, man. We waiting for another hurricane to come so we can find another bike tonight.
Damn. Man, I can't say nothing. I feel
we just
can't
gotta
put
wait
no trees
up
in my
if,
backyard.
Hey, all I can look, if man, I want to hit land this year. You can get ready. You're going to see another bike coming out.
We're
on the way for
her. We're going on that situation.
Hey, Alex. This is you, bro. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, God. Why the hell you on him?
Hey, I just want to tell you, didn't Custom Cut tell you he had a front row seat and you bought his seat from him?
That's wrong.
Hey, Alex, did Cup of Cut tell you? He said, I ain't fool with Katrina. I had front row seats.
He told us. Hey, that motherfucker say they want to say. That motherfucker said, if we fuck with Katrina, we're going to get what we don't want, and Chris Moore going to win the damn shootout. Do you remember he said that, Chris? He said it. A bastard. But he also bragged about his bike. That's what he fucked up at.
he was almost 3 for 3, huh?
He's gonna left his bike out, and he's been a perfect 2 for 2, and could have been a commentator for somebody.
Guys, look, we have a mystery caller here, man. I don't know who this
number
or what number is. So let me
this
line. So whoever this person with this mystery line, your line is open.
Daddy.
Oh, my. Do not mess with Katrina, and Chris Moore gonna win the race.
That's exactly what he said.
You do not mess with the cut. What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Look, did Alec buy your seat, man? You told him you had a front row seat. Did Alec just go and pick your seat?
Yeah. He bulldogged the seat. He got it. I mean, hey, he didn't heed the warning. I told him. But fellas, I'm not giving away no secrets of mine. But I'm not calling nobody out. The 12. But when I walk to your camp and point at you, just get your money together and get to the start line. And I'm dead serious. Get your money together and get to the start line. I ain't calling nobody out. But when I walk to your trailer, and point at you, let's go. I'm taking
the right one. Don't point at the McKinney. You better point at the right one then.
Well, I already told you. I can't run with Katrina. I can't run.
Oh, we ain't got to worry about you coming to our camp then.
Anything else at that track, and if Buck give me what he said he's going to get, he got action too. But first, when I walk to your camp, and he on the phone line tonight, when I walk to your camp and point at you, I don't want to hear no lip about more shakedowns and stuff. Just get to the line. Hey, look, like I said, he on the line tonight.
Who exactly you talking about?
When I point to you, I just told you, I ain't calling. Saying who I'm on is like calling you out. Like I said, he on the line tonight. And look, I'm going to make it simple for you. I can't run with the Katrina camp.
What kind of bike he got?
He got a Suzuki. Put it like that. He got a Suzuki. When I see you the 12 and I point at you, just make it round there to the line. And you know, I'm gonna make it sweet for you. Say what now?
The next clue is they got two wheels too, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, y'all make jokes all you want to. Like I said, I ain't saying no names now, but when I point to you, just come on around here. Since I'm a joke and I don't want to run, yeah, when I point to you, and I'm going to make sure I have the camera there because I'm going to put it on Psycho Bike.
That you pointed to him, huh?
Not okay. You can make jokes all you want to.
No, I'm saying, you're going to make sure you let everybody know you pointed to him and make sure he get out there. So if he don't show, you're going to make sure you put it there.
Right, exactly. And there ain't going to be no confrontation about no pot, jacking up no pot or this or that. But Buck, if Buck can hear me now, I will gladly take that back tie if Tackle Box rides the motorcycle. I will take that back tie.
So you telling me blonde on blonde better be getting that damn message?
Call it what you want to. I don't care if nobody knows. Yeah, I got blonde hair. I ain't dread.
I'm talking about blonde on blonde. I'm talking about Buck.
Man, that's
Buck
nice.
Got blonde.
Yeah, you trying to make a joke, Alex.
No, I'm talking about Buck. That's what I call him. Blonde eyebrows and blonde hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If that's what you're talking about, yeah, he got action. But you know what?
I'm going to throw his ass in the pond, and I want to see his face on the water.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You know, I wish y'all the best, but I thought maybe I should chime in and, you know, just kind of shake things up. So y'all feel free to go back to your conversation you was having, and I'll just stand by and listen.
Hey, where you going, man? Don't you go nowhere?
Oh, no, because, I mean, I gave y'all 1 week to get it together.
Hey,
I didn't come on last week.
Hey, Killzone, what you text me and say what you going to do to Killzone when you see him?
I'm gonna do like Matt Dillon do on Gunsmoke. I'm gonna draw on him.
I dare to open his mouth. You can talk all you want, but man, you can prove all the proof of that. You left that
man,
rock.
We leaving the past in the past, man. We don't care. Man, I got people coming
you
to my home track. Every time people came to battle off, I showed up and showed out. Either I got beat or I beat somebody. So call the bad author and you got action. Now, I tried to be silent about it, but you keep stepping your foot over that line, I'm going to get you now.
You ain't got to go to Texas. See, you've been on here since the fucking show started. And you goddamn heard me tell Vance that I wasn't going to be head of tracking to our toe to her. So you try to
I'm just saying how you operate.
You know
said,
how you operate.
You said at the beginning of the show.
You said at the beginning of the show
you waiting on a $30 shop. Come on now.
Wait,
I mean,
ain't no way in the hell he ain't going to a $30 shop. Ain't no way in the hell he need that. He did pay a $30 shop.
Hey, he said at the beginning of the show he was waiting on a shot. So, like I said, I wasn't calling no names. I didn't call your name Killzone until somebody else quit in the conversation.
I already know what you're talking about, so you try to get goddamn motherfuckers when you think they ain't testing their bike and all that shit, and that's when you ready to race. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody no fool.
Wait, hold on, I didn't even say nothing about it. I mean, what you talking about? You ain't tested your bike.
Especially goddamn me.
Wait, so you saying your bike ain't going to be tested before the
12th? I'm probably not going to even go to the track, but my building and shit going to be there. So, of course,
there you go.
Work
there you go.
Okay. I mean, you ain't said nothing that I don't care with me every time I go to the track. You ain't said nothing. Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't never seen no people at the track. You had your builder there, and the rocket ain't do no good. I'm taking the pressure off my builder. It was like this right here. We did what we had to do. We still got to win.
No.
That man already came on your set.
Don't mention him. He's not affiliated with you in no way. So, man, I'm going to tell you this right here. No matter
what somebody said, when I bet on the side, can't nobody tell me how to put my money on the side, and I won.
But you saying we got to win, but you ain't affiliated with that dude, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Once you ask your boy Muscle, what's his name, Got Juice, how much money he lost on the side.
But hey, can you go with one thing?
Say what? Go ahead.
You seen that man bike smoking, man?
You
know the problem when it's smoking that bad.
But if he had a ram
him on that test pad, what he got down there?
Let me tell you something now.
I don't care what a man pulled through the line with.
That man pulled through that starting line.
That bike don't do that, man. The bike was there.
The owner was not on the line.
Okay,
will you listen to me? Now, if he thought he couldn't win, he would have never pulled up there. I got so many bets, side bets, $100 at a time.
Like y'all said, as of right now,
my bike name Caesar, and I don't speak for nobody else. I don't speak for nobody else's bike. I'm just speaking for what
now,
I did.
Money's green,
track.
Man. Money's green. You know, I ain't nobody knocking you for betting with them. But
you know,
I'm going to tell you, if all the bike hadn't messed up, you would have had an ass whooping.
Yeah, and if it had rained that day, I would have been wet. But, you know, hey.
I wish we could have got some of your damn money so we wouldn't have to go in our pocket to begin to see.
You know what, Alex? I tell you what now.
Tell me anything.
Look, all I'm telling you is what I accomplished up there in North Carolina. Them boys betted so much money against that bike on my team, well, on DTM's team, that I came up. I mean, you all seen how many bets. They believed in that 1,000, that smoking 1,000.
No. Hey, they were betting against the bike. They were betting against the rider.
It was hurt.
Man, that boy got out there with that motorcycle. I don't care what you said. When he was revving up at
the car, the rider
don't own the bike.
I'm still trying to understand.
The rider don't own it.
I'm still trying to understand, like, why you talking about that man bike, and you was the worst one at the track that day.
You know what? You know what? You're right. You're right. I was the worst one. But I, you know what? All jokes aside, I'm smart enough not to go after.
And then another thing, like, man, I ain't gonna lie, your bike is good on camera, but man, I saw my first time seeing your bike close up in the track. Man, your shit got dents in it and it's got them real dirty. My shit dirty by choice.
He had his damn face. What did he have a bike? Like that shit when they take a picture, they have a
man,
damn.
I'm thinking the man repainted the bike. You know, had the bitch looking good, though. Video, the bitch was clean in the motherfucker. But I see the bitch at the track.
I know it's a lot of people on the radio tonight listening. But what you saying all that right there, be a man and draw on me. Be a man and draw on me and think I'm a joke. Be a man and draw on me. Alex, let me tell you something. Chris, you got this radio station tonight. Tell him to be a man and let's be the first grudge race on the 12th. Since he run his mouth and take my bike dirty, I come in and I pull dirt on top of it. You still won't beat me.
Let me tell you something. I'm just saying, man, I already said, I'm sure you've been on here since 7 o'clock, motherfucker. So you just talked about everything we talked about earlier. You see what I'm saying? And I said, I want to come. I'm probably not going to be a man to draw me.
That's all I want to know.
You going to do some kind of race?
I tell you what,
if you pay goddamn Sam Cooke his goddamn money, I'm going to draw on your ass.
Let it come out your mouth.
You
ain't got nothing to say about that. You draw, though. Let it come out your mouth. Okay, I tell you what, Alex, here's what we'll do. Since you want to get snapped at the mouth, when we get to the track, I hand Alex $1,000. You run me head up. Now what? Now I'm finna get on that subject of testing your pockets. We gonna run for four.
I'm not running for four. I don't want a thousand. All we want you to do is pull upside that man head up and run.
You trying to tell me to run for four and all that shit, but when all them other guys trying to get you to run for a big pot and all that shit, and you talking about some goddamn folks trying to raise the pot up and all that shit, you trying to run up.
The reason why I say that, I'm way smarter than you. That's the reason why I'm trying you like that.
Can I ask you something? One question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm going to leave it alone. What about you and Billy Mays for four? Head up.
Dog, like I said, what's up with that? Alex, let me tell you, I talked to the owner of Billy Mays. Bernie Mac said he was gonna run me down there to 12. I talked to the owner of Bernie Mac up there in North Carolina. Okay, but as far as that loud mouth on the phone right now,
that man, look, if he agrees with the race, I don't fucking care. None of that shit right there, that's the type of shit. When he beats you, he gonna talk about the shit for 2 years. Hold on, dog, can't nobody control what I say.
Hold on, we got another caller here. Hold on one second, guys. Time out. We got one caller here, man. We're going to open the 604 to your number. Your line is open.
BP. BP. Yo, what's up?
Hey, this is on the Louisiana Super Bad bike. If my bike together, we can go head up on the Twitter.
What, you talking about the same race or what?
Nah, me and Caesar. My 1,000 against Caesar.
Okay. I mean, like you said, if your bike
ain't
not
no
together.
I mean.
Ain't no, look, ain't no uh-oh in there. The man said, if his bike not together. Partner, if you show up and the sky's sunny and ain't nobody messing with me like Killzone, you got a race. You got a race.
Oh, so Killzone right, messing with no race?
But get your bike out together and make sure your bike right and make sure ain't nothing smoking on it because you got guys making excuses.
See, there you
Superman,
go.
No,
and look here, y'all got to realize what this motherfucker said. This motherfucker said he would give Alex a fucking $1,000 if I raise him heads up. Man, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
Hey, you tried. You want the Big J to raise your head up? You want a Big J to raise
your head up? I told Big J I won't want no shit like that. Come on, man.
Yeah, all right.
I don't roll like you, cuz.
Try me like you tried Big J. Run this 140 pounds.
I told you Billy Mays is in the neighborhood.
Run this 140 pounds. I'm getting tired of people talking about weight.
I'm telling you what it was, man. See, I studied you at that track. You came to there with all them goddamn big dog hood. You were nerds in the motherfucker, man.
I'm way smarter than you. You know what? I'm like this right here. I want to lead the track. I got a family. I got a business. I'm going to lead the track. Believe that. I'm not stupid.
Like I said, my builder gonna be there and Dutch gonna be there. I'm gonna look at your motherfucking ass.
You know what? You better not even look like you gonna be there. Cause you know what? I'm gonna tell Dan when I reach you to make that joke a blow up. I'm gonna say blow it up, Dan. I wanna blow up against
you. You gotta blow it up against Killzone.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Alex, I'm gonna show him what we work with. I'm gonna tell Dan to blow that joke up, and then we're gonna put the other motor on it. Then we're gonna put the other motor on it. Now you think online? Look, when your builder come there, he already know what you gonna do. Nothing.
Our builder's not gonna turn our bike up. We gonna come there with 150 shot of Nitrous and run the baddest man there. We didn't do it before.
Hey, you know what, Killzone? You better not even look my way at 12. You better not even look at me.
The bike gonna goddamn be there, and Dutch gonna be there. I'm gonna look hard at your motherfucking ass.
And your boy Tootie, he got action too. I'm gonna go ahead and knock out
your. Stop right there. Look here. Let's not wait till October 12th. Let's do this race this weekend somewhere. And I got five with Tootie.
You should
be racing every fucking weekend because you ain't did shit all year.
Man, can't nobody tell me when to race my motorcycle. Can't nobody tell me when to race.
Man, you should be racing every fucking weekend because I know.
Ain't nobody tell me.
Man, I'm so glad with y'all two go ahead on and race so y'all can go and make it up and be lovey-dovey. Y'all sound just like Alex on the phone now.
You're right. Guys, look, we got another caller.
Eugene.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, hold on for 1 second. We got another caller here, man. 7749. Your line is open. 7749. Your line is open. All right. All right. 7749. Your line is open.
See, so you tell me you don't run Billy Mays for EJ riding.
No, Billy Mays. You know, man, what about?
Johnson said don't want to run no equal race, man.
Now, will you let, can I answer the question? I mean, they got
man,
so
you
many
don't,
names.
Everybody know you don't want to run no equal race, man.
Look, man.
It's the same 1,000 we were all with you. We'd have put a flat wig on it now.
Look, Alex. I thought the Bernie Mac, y'all got so many names, I get confused. You know, Bernie Mac, I thought he was. Look, you're talking about that 1,000.
Yeah.
No, here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you so y'all can switch plastics all you want to. It don't matter.
I want Killzone first.
And, you know, I want him first. And then I talk about something else. But he get
yeah, don't let that man call you out like that.
No, he can't.
I told him, goddamn, he can get dust heads up on my motherfucking back. All he has to do is
we're going to do that.
Will you run the main head up with dust on the bike?
That's right.
But,
we do that.
Yeah, but I know Killzone ain't a man. He gonna cry about his weight and stuff like that. But you know what? I run just
man,
the head on that bike.
Who the fuck you talking about, man?
On that bike. I know you because you. I mean, you always throw weight in the picture. But I
it
run just on your
bike. It makes sense.
Well, look, y'all got that already. So why y'all still talking about that?
Hey, Alex.
They want it done, Huey. Huey, they want it. I know it, but look, they got it settled. Let somebody else get a race then, because they're talking about the same thing over and over.
Hey, can we get one of them damn Katrina camp bikes on the side of Katrina?
Where you think it's
going to be? Another storm will come through.
But, Alex, what you said, Alex?
You know what the hell I said. I want to see one of them other motherfucker storms. The quiet storm.
We got the ghost over there. What y'all want to do with the ghost?
No, any damn thing you want to do, put a tie on that motherfucker and come see us. Yeah,
well,
one on
the phone. Nah, you want to change up our bike. You're not changing up nothing over here.
But I'm telling you, if y'all come with a flat slick, we'll take Killzone bike and beat your ass in the head.
If we come with a flat slick, we'll run Killzone with Sandy.
Well, you just said enough. We'll do that.
That's what
you mean,
Ryan, right?
You mean that, right? Eugene.
Ah.
You mean that, right?
Nah, I'm just messing with you. I gotta get with the crew on that, baby.
You little fucker. You little fucker.
You know that's an all motorbike. You got nicer, bro.
That's a street bike. Me and Kill don't want to ride another day.
Hey, Pee Wee. Huh?
That is.
Hey, we'll take that. You got that? We'll take that race with Kills on, right?
Hell no.
Man, come on. Y'all talk about that shit every weekend. That shit ain't
hey,
happening.
Hey, you got Kills on. You got Nigel versus Motor.
He got a big man.
I respect that bike, cuz. I mean, with my weight and goddamn in that bike, that's I respect that bike, cuz. I'm not doing that shit, nah.
Well, okay. I mean, you talking Nigel versus Motor. Come on, now.
Hey, we don't care nothing about
that.
Eugene. Hey, what the hell separates light goes to kills on bike?
I don't know. But
a tire.
We're not
trying
to. We don't have a
flat
on that bike.
Tire separates kills on bike and white goes.
Well, all
please
I'm going to tell you.
Man. We may have two on the phone, so let me open these lines.
Don't say number 7 inches long. Hey.
All right. We got 288.
There you go.
Your line is open.
Hey, we want to see Angola in Killzone.
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah. We definitely want to see that.
That's what we want to see. We want to see Angola in Killzone. Heads up.
We might can make that happen.
Hey, look, man. Killzone got a cousin. His name is Billy Mays.
I ask you, not you all. Listen, Killzone, you want to run Angola?
Man, like, look, let me tell you something, man. I'm coming to the
event, I'm not coming at you.
I mean, it ain't no problem running goddamn Angola with dust on my bike. It ain't no problem. But
okay.
I'm coming to this event to race. You see what I'm saying? Everybody know I'm a racer.
Yeah.
No problem. It's just what races that I'm gonna do.
I want to stop y'all there. Ain't no way y'all gonna sit up here on this radio and take my prostitute away from me. I'm the only one that's gonna pimp that tree. Now don't you even try that. That's my
truck.
Come on,
Hey, I ain't the one that in the background. I heard that too about you won't ride your bike. But question for you. Most people, like Alex, ain't going to ride his bike. But you're not that type of big rider, though. Just curious why you really don't ride your bike, though.
Oh,
from BM?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up with you, my boy?
What's out? What's out with it, bro?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Yeah. Hey, I ain't know that.
But guess what, though?
Yeah.
You know the only thing hurt my feelings? CZ won't run Killzone. Killzone ain't got no seat time on a damn bike. Everybody wants bail on him.
That makes sense. That shit makes sense.
But
I told you to put your gun on
it. The thing that we mad, we'll take Billy Mays and put Easy on that bitch. And get in CCA.
Put your son on Killzone motorcycle. You know what? I know y'all got tricks in the game, but you know what? Like I said, the only motorcycle I can't run with is the three.
Hey, you know, that's another thing in my feelings. People talking about getting tickets, worrying about somebody else. We don't do that, man. When y'all take down, we don't need to watch.
But I definitely ain't worried about that.
We don't give a fuck what somebody else does. If we want to race you, we want to race you.
Okay. I ain't worried about that. But you know what? Put your son on Killzone motorcycle. And you know what? We're not going to jack the pot up. We'll run for it. It don't matter. We'll start at
You all run what you always call me for, right?
Yeah. You know what we talk about, bro. You know what we talk about.
We're for a dollar. Hey, Killzone, we don't go and do that. Head the fuck up.
I want to run that Predator bike in Valdosta. Head the fuck up with Dusty on mine.
Wow.
I don't give a damn about the slick on it.
Man, we don't care nothing about that bike. He beat brother-in-law. And I like brother-in-law like a motherfucker.
Hey, hold on, Ali. You saw how far that Ray was for brother-in-law started busting up.
Yeah, he was gone.
Alex, why y'all didn't get on brother-in-law? He backed out on me. I came over there and I told him, look, brother-in-law, I'm ready to do our race. He said, CC, I can't run with you tonight. Our bike ain't right. Nobody brought that up.
I didn't try to shine on him.
Man, I didn't even come on here and mention nothing about that. But they said they couldn't. They bike wasn't right. They couldn't tackle me. You know, and like I told Sam Cook on camp, I was like, man, I'm ready to run. I'm ready to run. And Alex, you know I'm telling the truth.
Hey, well, CC, let me ask you this then. Was you upset because you didn't get to run two of those guys?
Say what now?
Was you upset because you didn't get to run them two guys? You know, like run
Yeah.
Tatum and
When I talked to Sam Cook in camp, I was like, man, I'm ready to run. They kept dwelling on the time for 9 o'clock. I was like, look, man, I don't care if I'm going to lose. I'm ready to get out there now. But Alex, you know I'm telling the truth.
Okay,
you know I'm telling the truth. Come on, Alex. I mean, look, go down with me on this night.
The reason I'm asking you that because we asked you to run my bike, and you said no.
What bike is yours?
And that's what made us go race Geronimo. My 1,000.
You know what? I didn't know you was affiliated with that bike. Cause I didn't see the bike with you when you asked me. But now that I know Geronimo got up in you, yeah, I'll run you hands down. Bro, you look horrible, man. Your bike was leaking. It was smoking. The only thing you had to do is boo-boo.
Come on, man. You know you can't talk about nobody's bike, man. Know what your bike did all fucking day, man.
It went down the track.
Hey, Cousin Cut, I got another surprise for you, too. You've been waiting a long time for this. You ready for it?
What? BML, with Fossum on it.
Hey, it's ready. It's finally fucking done.
If Fossum ride it, I will raise him to 12.
God damn, dog, like that?
Hey, Possum look like you lost the weight at Rock Am.
Man, that mother gonna have to smoke some crack to get down to your weight,
huh? Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all, Possum came up to me while I was sitting on Caesar. He was like, dog, CC, you done lost some weight, haven't you? I said, y'all think I'm playing?
second, man. We got two more callers here. Let me open up these lines. We got 0945.
Isn't it the mighty 60 back on the line?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, my friend?
What's going on, my friend?
What's up, Dutch?
How you doing?
We've been Red Jail for over 2 weeks, didn't we?
Hey, Dutch, we still meet up at Red Lobster tomorrow. We got, you see, people don't know that. We have dinner with each other every weekend to talk about the Red.
What up,
hey,
Dutch?
What's going on with you, Dutch? What's going on, bud?
This is the CC clown.
6 months.
He knows he can run nobody.
CC still got to go kill Zone Bike and Sam Bike, man. He say he don't want to do it.
Huh?
I say CC done got scared of you, man.
I said with Sam
know,
on with
he,
Sam
he,
on
he,
BMS.
He pick and chooses,
Sam
man.
Ain't
you know how
BMS.
He do, man.
Hey, how you going to ask that man to say Sam on BMS?
I told you, Possum looks like he done lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, no,
CC,
Sam ain't finna ride BML. Dustin be on the bike if anybody.
CC, you need to start doing that, man.
He won't win, Dust. You know how he is.
He won't win, man.
Hey,
look,
you remember back
person
in the day when I was riding and they tell me that I had to ride and you couldn't ride?
Come on, man. Come on, I put my grandma against you, Alex.
I ride now.
You bring
a motherfucking hand clutch out that motherfucker as you know how I put EB on your ass. Me right.
Am I my brother's keeper? Neo Brown.
Oh, you got a DN too. You already in the cap. You got a DN too. What you gonna give me? You got a DN too. I got a true hand clutch. Okay.
No, it's a DN too, but we got a lockdown. It's a clutch
all
now.
Right.
We got a lockdown.
Okay.
We got all the weights on it.
Hey, Custom Cut, which one of the bikes you want to try, man? You want to try Maze? You want to try Killzone Bike? You want to try BML? He's going to try Killzone Bike.
I know how Killzone Bike look. It's the one with clothes hanging wire on the pipe. So don't come there trying to screw the pipe.
Hey, which one you want?
That ain't
even, hey, my build, look, my build goddamn did my bike from goddamn front wheel to back wheel on up, homeboy. The clothes hanging on, so I ain't done that shit. You need to worry about all those things. I ain't never seen no taxi, no motherfucking motorcycle plastic, man. Man, hey, Dust, you saw I done that and thinned it up, come cut it like, whoa, man.
Yeah, I see. Hey, Kills on.
Ridiculous.
How many times did me and you ask him, when was he ready to race San Francisco at Rockingham?
How many times he was?
Now, how many times me and you walked up to him and asked him, did he want to race San Francisco? And he said he got to shake down.
Uh-oh. Too many times.
Why did you first of all, Destiny, since you wanna bring it like that, how many times did I tell you? When did I tell you? What did I tell you I was ready?
You said one more shakedown and you shook down three more times. Am I lying, Killzone?
Yep.
Shakedown after shakedown.
And that last thing.
I had a
$2,000 bench. Somebody said I couldn't shake down 8 times, so I won my money.
No, a motherfucker ain't finna tell me your bike can't go to that goddamn shot after you left the track.
No, you, hey.
If you slow,
it's gonna
stop.
My
bike got 980 pounds in that turd.
Hey, my bike went to Georgia. Now you get, I guarantee you someone on this line can vouch for that. My bike is here in my backyard.
Hey, cut.
What's going on, my friend? What's going on?
I've been listening to you, man. Hey, you gotta lay off my homeboy Ordy, man. Come on, man. You be going too far with that.
Man, you know what? I got to tell y'all that my team, well, DTM, the team, they rolled over and said they was going to find a raise. So when he came back and said he was going to raise the $1,000,
well,
I said, okay.
When y'all run us? Because we begged y'all before she kicked our ass. That's how we ended up with a seat.
Listen to me. When he said he was going to run a 1,000, I said, okay. So I saw Got Juice, you know, the big pale guy with the muscles. He said, I want to bet such and such amount of money. So I bet him. And, boy, when that doggone booster left the line against that 1,000, man, it was like a barbecue.
And I
you do.
Come on, dude, we barbecue him. Yeah, you know what? I don't care what he say. He got barbecue. He lined up.
Hey,
he got barbecue.
Look here, man. I'm tired of you saying we.
The Bible was on three.
Man already called on the line. Said don't goddamn mention that.
Man, look. Like I said, I'm talking about the race that happened.
Why won't y'all run back then?
Well, I tell you what, I will relay that message to the team, and we.
You better call Dan. Can't call nobody else.
Whoa! Hold on now. Hold on. Ain't nobody gonna call.
Relay this message right here. Why them fucking clown wouldn't run us?
Wouldn't run who?
Sam Cook. We tried before order. See, he kicked our ass.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you the truth. I called Buck out. And Buck jacked the pot up so high, I couldn't see it.
Buck said 25, man.
Man, that man said $5,000, and then it came back and said 25.
Buck,
that was still
Buck
already
explained that. He came in and said one of his partners said $5,000,
and Buck said $25,000. That's the first thing that came out of their mouth was 5 G's. Man, ain't nobody run for that kind of money.
He said one of his partners said it, and then he said he'll do it. But like I said,
CC, you clown on the man's bike, so why won't you run him? You know what I'm saying? Why won't you and Geronimo run him back to back? You know what I mean? That'll just kill everything right there.
He's going
to
be in Val Austin?
Yeah.
He said he'll be there.
No, he said if his motor was right. He said if his bike was right, he'll be there.
Well, hey, we'll take Geronimo out with Billy Mays.
He's trying to clown on the man's bike. I mean, his bike was not.
All jokes aside, whatever I say about that man motorcycle, it happened. The man motorcycle was smoking, and he shouldn't have got
it
out
hurt.
There. Okay,
yeah,
it's
but,
just like
but,
I was.
But the
it's,
owner of the bike was down the track. He
right,
wasn't at
okay.
the starting line.
And I went
he
to
cut his goddamn bike off.
Okay, but why did they get out there and get drugs? When I saw the freaking video, I was like, wow, where's the other rider?
Did you see the video? Did you see him not on the gas at the 1,000-foot mark?
No, all I saw was smoke. I mean,
it was like somebody was playing for Makita. You keep talking about this man's bike, and you was the worst one at the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, your first two passes, the line was crowded. So when your third pass came, man, everybody just stayed back and kept doing. You know what? I don't pay for my bike to go to the shop for everybody to see. I don't care if no spectators gonna be there. I'm there for my motorcycle.
I feel you on that, cut, but what you need to do, man, you need to get your rider to test that bike for you, man. I tell you what, since you think I can't ride my motorcycle, you man up and get against it. You man up.
Why
should you think
I
can't ride?
I told you my bike would run you over with duct tape. I'm gonna tell you this, brother.
I put duct tape over one of my eyeballs and race you.
Like I said, all that talking shit be good, cuz you can't get in my head. I already told you what race I'll do.
Get in your head. Come on, man.
You try to hit him off on the way down, and you try to get in the head. You can't do that to me, homeboy. I already told you, Dustin gonna ride your motorcycle. I know y'all probably gonna flat six and do this and that, but I know you're a motorcycle. We don't care about that. You know, we switch classes. I already talked to Dustin.
Me and Dustin cool, you know, ain't no love lost, but dog, you gonna get dealt with when you come down here. I always represented Val Austin. The only somebody that's gonna beat me in Val Austin, and that's because circumstances was tackle ball.
What about Ike biking at Neva Brown bike?
No, one thing about me, and I already told Possum this tonight when he was texting me during the show, I'm not setting up no races. But if doggone T-Zone show up with his motorcycle, hopefully if he have a cup, he got action. And that Louisiana Superwoman is super bad. They got action too.
that boy gonna play the gap band on you when y'all race. It's gonna be funny.
Okay. Well, you know what? You can't tell me how the concert gonna go until you hook the speakers up.
All right, we got another caller here. We're going to open up the line.
Oh, hell. There you go. The
line is open. 1-2-3-6, your line is open.
Chris, I'm sorry, that was Killzone Mechanic, and he just texted me and said Killzone got water in the oil.
Oh, okay.
I bet you got another bill when you left that track.
Hey, don't hate the game.
Well, I was told because transmission broke. That's why he didn't run. That's what got you, Justin.
I didn't tell you that. I tell you what. Hush your mouth.
Juice told me that. He said Dan told him your transmission broke. That's why you can only run 85 miles.
I didn't tell you that.
Got Juice. I said Got Juice told me that Dan told him that's why you only race.
You know what? And I also told my mechanic a lot every time somebody asked you about my motorcycle. I did tell him that.
Nobody gives a damn about Wahoo makes money. We don't care.
Somebody else told you about my motorcycle. I got Juice going to tell me about something. And he don't even.
All right, we got another caller here. 2345.
Your line is open.
Don't shoot that.
2345, your line is open. Oh, we got 7749. Your line is open. 7749, your line is open.
Yes, I'm calling to meet the Browns.
Hello?
I said I'm calling in so I can meet all the Browns.
Brown.
I'm calling in to meet all of the Browns. Nino Brown, any Brown. We want them to line up against the Green.
Against who?
Against the Green. This is Miss Bud Light
Live. Sound like Miss Brown.
That's who it is.
She says she wants them to line up against the Browns. Y'all heard?
I'm calling in to line up against the Intervene Brown.
Nobody knows see you with no girl. Every time you come to the track, you try to act like them your damn girl, them your damn cousin.
Look, like I say,
like I say, take it how you want to take it. I'm just saying, man, you had some kills on, like, you know, he can speak on, he can speak on the flock, you know? I mean, is it something?
You can't stop bringing your cousins to the, your cousins to the track and bring some real girls to the track.
Hey, look,
like,
look,
I hear Butt Light Live be bringing.
Look, I don't bring girls. I don't bring girls to the trap. For me, they should be free games for you. They should be free games for you.
No,
come on, bro.
I'm just saying, though, when you brought that girl on that show that time, you acting like people were trying to get on your girl. But the girl
had
you and her. Yes, you did. You didn't want nobody really to talk to that girl. But
like
cousins,
I
say,
like you said, they're my cousins. So you should have been testing your game at the track.
You didn't even want them to talk to
Look, him. Look, don't worry about me. I'm not going
to
bring my candy to the track.
I never meant to the event when you had them at the track, dog.
Look, I'm not going to bring my candy to the track. My candy stay home. Whatever I bring to the track, it's free game for y'all. It's for y'all enjoyment. So don't act like that. Don't act like that, bro, now.
No, I'm talking about how you explained it the first time, man. You act like those girls, man.
I'm going to bring both of them back to the track. So test your game. Don't worry about no motorcycle race. Test your game. And we'll see how far you get.
You're going to already tell them before they get there.
What you mean I'm already tell her? You know what? I telling this right here. I bet you $100. I give you $100 in your hand. Huh? Holler at her. If she gonna holler at you, if you got game like that, I mean, I don't know.
No.
But
no.
Like,
man, what are you talking about? Man, I'll sit back up and have a girl stealing from you, man. What you talking about?
I want to talk to Bud Light. Like, I want to talk to Miss Bud Light.
Girl stealing from you.
I want to talk to Miss Bud Light.
Yes.
Okay, did you have a problem in what I said?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. If they're not silicone, Mother Nature did a good job. But I got a girl coming up from Miami that's going to shadow the scene.
That girl, right from over there where you at, man.
Why you hating on me tonight, man? I got a girl from Miami.
Custom cuts.
Mm-hmm.
What
I go through
it, so what's up with the
Aaron Brown bike? Wow. That seems like you came in through a tick or something. That don't seem like you really want to answer that. I heard y'all was over there in Phoenix City and was trying to sneak a peek, and y'all got to see the bike. But we got a little action, but it ain't gonna be for a lot of money. But we'll do it for a little something.
Oh, hey,
we'll do it for a little something. Who gonna ride? Your model gonna ride?
Hey, too much weight in the front. You need a lot of between the.
What? Come on, man. Well, put the midget on it. We don't care. Put the midget on it.
Richard, get a midget.
Yeah, put the midget on it.
Oh, which size room?
Put little leprechaun on it. Little Richard, I'm sorry. little leprechaun, little Richard, whatever they call them now, I don't know. But put him on it, and we'll do something. It ain't going to be for a lot of money. It's not going to be for a lot of money.
It don't matter. You just make sure you point us out. Like you said, when you get to the track, you're going to start pointing them out. Just put us in that, put us where you can see us too, okay?
And look, I appreciate you getting on here and be a woman to your word, but I ain't never scared.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not.
And I know you're up there laughing at the fact, but I'm never scared. All right?
You don't believe that shit yourself.
You know what? Stop trying to co-sign. Let her speak her own mind, because she's shaking in her boots. She's shaking in her booties right now, all right?
Nah,
that's
what we've seen. Nah.
All right, we're about to move on, man. We got another caller here. 3609. The line is open. 3609, your line is open. And we've got 0676. Your line is open.
No, no, I've been in here earlier.
What number you at, Chris?
0676.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry. I got hung up, so I'm back now. I'm good.
Okay, okay, okay. We got 2345. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, I was wondering, anybody put up Michael Phillips on the line?
He babysitting right now.
He what?
He babysitting right now. What you got for him?
Oh, man, they was talking about coming over here and doing, bringing a couple of bikes to Texas this weekend. You know anything about it?
Yeah, I think he's, didn't he say he was already over there? He had already said he was coming that way.
Yeah, go ahead. Give him a chance.
All right.
No, you know what?
Yeah,
Y'all both wrong. Michael Phillips texted me today and said he was going somewhere to get a hair transplant. He will have an afro at the end of the month. Michael Phillips, good luck on your hair transplant and NHRA. And this is Custom Cuts coming from your friendly buddy, Custom Cuts.
Now, Mike said he wasn't messing with no holes today. So he did leave that message before he got off the phone.
For the gentleman that called about Mike this weekend, are you looking to do a race or something, whatever?
Miss Lane, somebody talked to Alex about possibly doing something this weekend. I was trying to confirm it or deny it so I know if I'm going to roll over from Abilene or not.
Somebody came on early and said something about a GS bike or something that they were trying to run with somebody this weekend.
That's a Kawasaki bike?
The Kawasaki bike.
That's the guy with the Kawasaki bike that's on that now?
I believe so. Oh, you don't know the Kawasaki bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So you was trying to set up a race with the Katrina bike.
Oh, we wasn't trying to race Katrina.
Alex, turn that noise down you got over there. Why everybody gets up?
Okay. Let me see if I can clear some of this noise too, boy.
Yeah. That's Alex over there.
All right, hold for 1 second, guys. We got some calls here. We may have Mike back on here. 9206. Your line is open. Okay, 6775. Your line is open.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
Chris,
okay.
Mute Alex, Chris.
All right. Yeah, let me try to clear these. No, it's not him. Let me, hold on, guy.
Somebody throwing a party, goddamn.
I swear, they just get off there and won't even mute their phone.
Yeah.
It's clear enough.
Okay.
No, it's still there.
Yo, this is Mike.
Hey,
Mike on the line now.
Oh, and this is the custom tip for my hair. I'm going to knock the hair off your ass when I go in and when I see you. How about that hair transfer?
Boy, here we go.
But anyway, I'm talking to that gay ass custom cut. What are they talking about? They want this in the region.
Is the guy still on the line?
Okay. Yeah, the GS owner is still on here. All right, we got Mike on the line now.
Hey, we heard through the grapevine he was going to bring his boots up to Dallas this weekend.
That's coming to us this weekend. He's going to try to do something over there at Crandall.
Y'all going to Crandall?
I said, no, I'm going to Enos, but I mean, after that, ain't Crandall open on Saturday?
I don't know for sure. Are you gonna be at Enos tomorrow?
Well, I'm gonna be in Enos Friday morning.
Friday morning?
Friday morning.
All right. Are you running your pit stop bike over there or not?
Yep.
All right. I'll find you in the pits, man. I'll go over there tomorrow. I'll find you in the pits. And then there's something out.
All right.
So, all right. Thanks, Chris, for your time.
Right.
Man, that was real easy, man. That was real easy that dude set that race up like that.
Hey,
sorry,
that's
bro.
Louisiana.
That's how, hey, that's how you do it, baby. See, that's how you do it when you want to race. That's how you do it when you want.
Hey, that was real simple. He came on and they acknowledged each other and they say they'll find each other in the pit. Tomorrow, Friday, whenever, it's a fun deal.
That's the way it's supposed to be when you get one to run.
Yeah. Hey,
Custom Cut, you still on there?
Custom.
I think we lost Custom Cut, man.
Yeah,
let me.
I got a hair question I need to ask him.
Mike came on, Custom Cut got scared.
Yeah,
Custom Cut got all that when Mike got on that phone. Yeah, man, Mike came in and got some order in this bitch. Look, everybody gonna talk now because they don't hear Mike gonna shut him off. Why you all be shaming yourself, Mike?
Hey, y'all was talking about that prediction y'all had with that race with the bikes that went down at the Rock. Now y'all was talking about Chris and Rocks had won. But I do know y'all seen that 1,000 that Kick and Rocks had ran. That bike was pretty damn stout. It looked like
you
the race actually was going. Yeah.
Yeah,
when
the bike had a problem at the 1,000 foot mark. King and Rock, they had some whoop on that race.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That was over.
I don't know if y'all saw that, like talking about, but, you know, the prediction was, you know, Katrina bike, and then he said Kick and Rocks. But, man, was that the funds or the toes on that bike or whatever it is?
No, that's
the same
Rocky
bike?
On that bike. That dude from
Rocky,
Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah,
that 1,000 was cooking. I know y'all was talking about the 1,000 earlier. But he was cooking.
That bike was gone.
Yeah, he was gone.
Marshall, to be real,
if Big Red
would have put White Ghost in that street tire race, that was going to be your winner right there. And now 1 hour street tire bikes was going to beat that bike.
Yeah.
Well, but that was our little... We also knew if we put that bike in there, we weren't going to get no race either.
Yeah, I feel you, you know what I'm saying? But if I thought Red was going to get in it. You know, Red would have won that street tire.
We did. We did add a bike in there, but they had five bikes that was in there, so they didn't want to give one of the bikes a buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we felt that if we pulled that bike out, we'll make more money with it pulling it out than we would grudge racing with it than we would in that race. If we'd have ran that bike on that street side bike, how many races y'all think we was gonna get with it?
Well, hell, ain't nobody running it.
I know you made a good point with it, but I know they had their predictions earlier, but I mean, shit, that was clear as day. That race wasn't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, Ross said that bike cost gas money. That 1,000 you talking about? That bike?
Yeah, but I was talking about Rossi. Rossi was riding. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, you right.
It's called gas money. Like that. Fully dressed too.
Yeah,
I gotta get props. Bike run damn.
That bike was at least a bike link out from the Kick and Rock for when they shut down.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got another caller here. Let's see, 3609. Your line is open.
Oh, I'm sorry. You might.
3609. All right, what about 9206? Your line is open.
Now you can take him out.
Okay. All right, we got 0945. Your line is open.
This is Beth. My phone had went out.
Okay.
Hey, what that Bud Light line dude was saying?
No, I thought she had called Ernie Brown and Nino Brown. We'll bite those ears out.
Yeah. That's all right. That's been talked about.
Hey, Ike, you still there, huh?
I think we may have lost.
How about Lil Duff?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't get it off in Piedmont this week, you and Eddie Kane?
No, Billy Mays was going to race Eddie, but they said Eddie might have problems. I didn't even go. But they was testing on Billy Mays, and they said my daddy was like, Eddie might was having problems with something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we supposed to run it.
I don't hear too many people saying nothing about the BMP race, the horsepower race. What's going on with that?
Oh, it's gonna be packed. I heard. It's gonna be a bunch of people to show up, but Cycle Fight really been dead lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
You can't talk about nothing. Say the wrong thing, they bang your ass.
Have you been?
You meant to tell about a race that they you ain't paid $3,000 for, you banned. Off them.
But yeah, what custom
cuts you got? He had a hair appointment. Yeah,
that was messed up, man.
Yeah. Hey, got that kill zone. You tried to take it easy on custom cuts early. He come on that straight blaster.
Yeah.
That's all he
wanted. Hey, Alex tried to get you to say something earlier. You didn't want to say nothing. You tried to let him make it. Kill zone go on that. I mean, custom cut go on there. Don't give a shit. Gonna let him have it while he can. Hey, I you still on here?
I think I gone. We lost connection with him. Yeah, but like, so I'm trying to figure out this GS. Okay, I may have to do some research after we offline again. I think
hey,
I know what bike they're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, so ain't nobody talking about really gonna race that VMP?
Nah, there's a bunch of races we're finished on. I talked to Fonzo. I told him we'll try with Sam Cook, but he was like I said we'll try it with Sam Cook and Billy Mays back to back, but he was like he already locked in with two people. So if he gets, you know what I'm saying, if everything go right, we gonna run them with Sam Cook. You know what I mean?
I guess Katrina Kemp is trying to say, Lit does. I guess they wanna lock in a race or something with somebody up there.
Chris, you know I'm down for it, but I really haven't talked to Black Jeff Miller.
Right.
My daddy and I'm talking about October 12th, so I really don't know, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
Know.
I got you. Okay.
You know what I mean? I would try it, but I don't know how everybody else is feeling or thinking about it. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yes, indeed.
We got the phone and came back
in.
What about the N2D bike? They don't want to run? They don't want to talk to Steve now?
We're
going to run the N2D bike, but I was thinking, like, you ain't talked to them yet about running Katrina?
Yeah, we talked. You don't want to run us, y'all. October 12th.
I don't understand why everybody's waiting, man. I mean, man, the season might be over in like a month.
You ain't lying. That's what I'm saying. Like, man, shit, it ain't like, you know, man, you're going to get off 50 races in Valdosta, you know.
Yeah.
You get a couple all downs and shit, man. Sometimes it takes
45 minutes an hour cleaning that up, man, that cuts your track time down, you know
and
what I'm saying?
And they strict, babe, when it's time, when it's curfew, it's curfew, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if it's 11 o'clock, I think it's 11 o'clock. It is what it is at 11. It's over with.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I really don't. I don't really think people really understand the season about to be over with in like a month.
Yeah, cause see, I wanted to come to PMP. I wanted, you know, bring the bike to beat the Nike's bike up there. The shit ain't
man,
really just dragging.
I mean, I understand if y'all don't come, you know, cause everybody at Mike, they just terrified around. But I know we gonna. I thought we was gonna run back at VMP, but I guess I'm calling the Black Joe tomorrow and ask him.
Hey, you say VMP? You say what's the name of the track? South Georgia October 12th track closed at 11.
Yeah. It closed early. I mean, it don't stay open all night like Rockin'.
No, it's got. Who
you on the phone with? Who you on the phone with? You
don't
know. Name. Self-check.
Calling
your name. You got
the phone up to your ear, and you is in your mouth.
Hold up, y'all. Hey, honey, where you at, baby?
Somebody on the phone.
Hey, baby. Hey, little dog, that ain't your dad over there.
I don't know. I don't
see
my dad.
I asked your dad over there. I'm
going to
get his ass
whooping.
I don't know.
Hey, just yeah. Mama.
My daddy, he go to sleep by around 10 o'clock every night. For real.
Now, what
yeah.
about me?
Huh?
Hello?
You who is this?
Who you think it is?
Oh, God.
Alex.
You ain't sleep
what?
Yet, man.
Alex, you had to phone up at your ear. You ain't know who you. Alex. You had to phone up at your ear, bro. They know you was on the phone. You been snowing. That's who was snowing, Chris.
I'm damn sure going to go.
When you
were
trying to cut the phone off, Chris, that's who was making that noise right there.
So that man got him 30 minutes sleep. Yeah.
Alex, that woman had to come wake you up, huh, Alex?
Oh, shit.
Alex, that woman had to wake you up. Alex, we heard that woman finna whoop your ass. Who you talking to?
Hey, Alex fell asleep on his phone. His old lady
thought he was talking to somebody. Boy, Alex, one week you got the baby crying, and the next week you fall asleep on the baby.
Yeah, boy, hell, man.
Boy, that's something. I heard it all. Now that joke of him finna get married on the phone.
Man, I didn't even know he was still on the phone. He fell asleep. He'd be falling asleep like that, dog. I'm telling you, like, we can just be sitting talking, dog. He just falls asleep. Like, man, what the hell is she doing?
That woman will come woke him up, then he smile. Who is this?
Hey, man, Headbus ain't got his bike tuned in yet?
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing, man. When his bike out, you going to know it. You know what I mean? So,
He's
going to be on a cycle bike, and he's going to say something. Nah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got two more callers here. Actually, let's see here. 6939. Your line is open.
Damn, man.
I'm just calling right now.
6-3. And we've got 7082. Your line is open.
Yeah, Chris is. I got cut off early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hi.
Yo.
Man, you need to do something with Alex, man.
Man, I was listening, man. I'm just glad she ain't grabbing.
Listen, all I wish she would have picked up the phone and say hello while I could act like I was a woman.
Man,
that's all
I'm talking about. I'm talking about he was full asleep the whole time.
And she's sitting up there talking about, she's sitting up there telling him, who
he on the phone with? And then he gonna come back on the phone. Y'all there? Who is that? See, I ain't know who it was. I was just waiting. I said, we finna get us a good laugh here in a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, C.
Yeah,
tell Alex from now on. He talking about he don't fuck around. He fuck straight up now. He a lying ass. He fall asleep on his shit.
God, dog.
Hey, I.
Yo.
Hey, you ain't taking your bike to Grizzly Vent this weekend?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna ring the bike. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I've been looking at that. The only thing that's gonna stop me from coming, man, is that weather. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, the bike already
in the
tree.
What's the name bike?
Who that?
Sam bike.
I don't know.
He ain't got it. He ain't got it back.
You say who bike now?
Sam's bike. On BMF.
I think it's ready, though. I think it's ready. It just need to go to the track. From what I understand, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just sitting in the shop.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that fucking temperature got damn dropped this weekend too.
It's been cold around here. And that
shit, cuff and cut might go a little bit slower then.
I can't believe he can go off the phone.
That baby go again, Chris. No, that's my phone, child.
Oh, okay.
That's my little
boy.
Okay. I thought that was Alex over there again.
Yeah, man, he on the last legs. He'll be sleepy in a minute. You know how I go.
He already? Oh, okay. Oh.
Where my phone at, boy? He ain't got my phone and hid it from me. Now I'm trying to get it to where I can mute my phone so y'all won't hear him talking. Where my phone at, boy?
So in the earlier conversation that we had, so you saying barricade the staging lane stuff off, man, kind of limited. That probably would help some on the crowd control.
Hey Chris, I just think people just need to move out the way, you know what I'm saying? I think they can get behind you or whatever, but some people be just doing ways, you know what I'm saying? They be stepping on the beams and they be trying to go past the tree. If they all just stay behind you and move out the way until the next two come in the water box, it won't be no problem. But man, you can even burn out school or nothing at Rock Hall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they all just move out the way, it's like when somebody goes down the track, they move out the way to the next. I mean, like when you have to wait about 10 minutes for the stage lane to clear out when the race starts.
Remember,
if somebody
excellent. Who want to be behind a tie spinning over in the burnout pit though? What I be tripping on?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying, but people do it. People
don't. Man, I got slapped a few times with the rock with the camera, and I know what it feel like. Somebody, you know, with them about 4 or 5 feet behind the bike.
Yeah.
Then they gotta jump up and do one. That shit crazy. Jumping.
But I don't think people realize how much it would hurt you until it actually happened, and then it'd be too late.
Yeah.
You know. That's what happened. Like people don't really respect them until it happens.
Exactly. That's what a lot of shit that people do. In different situations, they don't got them realize shit until it happened, then it'd be too late.
I mean, it was the same way at when we ran Eddie Kane and Piedmont. The same exact way. They had to we had to wait like 15 minutes in the burnout box for them, and they got on the microphones and make everybody clear out. People wouldn't move or know nothing, you know. I don't know what it is. People just don't want to move out the way.
That's just crazy, man. That's just song crazy to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they're trying to get their best together or something.
I suppose.
I don't know.
Man, what the temp? I know you were saying something about it was cool up there this week, up in Carolina. Is the weather for the coldest that it's dropped, or is it still hot?
Now. In the daytime, it'd be like, it'd been more like high 70s, low 80s or something, but at nighttime, it'd been like 45 degrees.
Damn.
shit, boy.
Yeah,
that's
winter up there to you, man.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Man, y'all freezing up there. We ain't coming up there.
It's been cold, man. It's crazy, man. I don't know. It just
yeah,
it's
somebody make sure I bring a jacket.
Yeah, we
you ain't like it.
We was at the Floyd Mayweather party, man. It was just like, it was like 47 degrees. That was like, yeah, we was at the Floyd Mayweather fight my cousin threw. It was like 47 degrees.
Man, that's crazy, man. It's still 70 and 80 degrees down here, dude.
I'm
telling
you.
It's 91 down here.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it feels alright. I mean, it's not cold at all in the daytime. It feels like spring or something. You know, like it's cooling down. It ain't really hot. I mean, some days you might have it when it's hot, but at night it's gonna get cold regardless. It's like 40s every night now. 40s and low 50s, high 40s every night.
Ooh, man, that was a lot of action.
Man,
the bikes
are
running good.
First weekend.
Huh?
I say
it's again
the
fall this weekend. I think Saturday.
They're supposed to get down 63. The low
is down here 63.
Yeah.
Saturday. But y'all like further south or nothing.
Yeah, right now we sitting at 81 degrees.
Right now?
Right now.
Right.
Dang. Yep, right now. The highs we had today was 91.
Yeah, we weren't close enough to anyone to do.
Yeah.
I can't believe my boy Custer got the line, though. I probably messed with him a little bit.
Hey, Ike.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I see what you're saying about that weather, man.
Yeah, it shocked me because I ain't really, you know, it's been dry as hell down here every day, you know what I'm saying? Then I looked at that, I was like, man, damn.
Man, please don't tell me no weather. But,
hey,
we got another caller here. I said, man, please don't tell me about no weather. 2529, your line is open.
Your zone.
Yo.
Uh-oh. It's a Santos Predator Racing.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to be surprised. What's up with you?
Oh, shit, slow motion. So you going to be on it in October?
Yeah, man, more likely. You know, I got a lot of shit going on, so. I mean, more likely I'm going to be there.
Okay. Ike.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm still on here. I've been having my phone on mute. My little boy talking. I didn't want to have him talking in y'all ear. I can hear you though.
All right. Hey, that race you were talking about with Dusty on it. I said, hell, we might try that down there if I lost it too.
Dusty, you still on here?
Yeah.
How you feel about that, buddy?
Man, he'll win.
That's good.
We're going to run that Predator bike while we're down there in Val Austin.
Yeah, let's
do that. Okay. Well, shit, there it is, bro. Like I say, I'll come find you when I get there. There ain't no problem with me. We can go on down through there. Mama.
All right, that sounds like a plan. With kills on.
Now, that's the way I like racing to get set up.
I guess if you don't race nobody else, we can go ahead and kill this
man, like I say, if I come to the track, I'm racing, man. It ain't no goddamn doubt that let something happen to the bike.
Right. Hey, what about that Ric Flair bike? Is it out yet or is it still in the shop?
Ain't never been to the shop.
Huh?
Ain't never been to the shop.
Okay. Understood. I thought that bike was hurt. That's what they told me, that Ric Flair was hurt.
I mean, it's good enough. It's good enough to do at the little 8 mile track. I mean, she still flies now, but I mean, we ain't trying to stretch out and, you know how it go.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, well, I'm probably gonna be running a quarter. It's down there in Valdosta.
Oh no, they ain't going. They ain't gonna be in Valdosta.
Oh, they ain't gonna be. Okay. All right. What about that 205, Mike? That genocide bike. Is that bike out?
Who?
205, Mike. That genocide boost.
Wow.
That bike hasn't been out in a while. I don't. Not saying the bike is about to get anything.
I ain't heard nothing out of GC Fasters on that bike. I ain't even seen him on cycle bike in about a year.
Well,
yeah, I think it's
ready, though.
That serial killer bike you talking about? That one bike you know? You talking about the serial killer bike.
I think Kevin Bike ready though. I think it's ready.
Okay.
Probably have to call 205 though.
Okay.
Mhm.
Call that song bitch for me right now. Tell Kevin get to it. Let's get it on.
Kevin gonna probably want to run you an 8 mile. See.
Yeah.
He gonna probably want to run you an 8 mile.
My shit, I can't run fast enough in 8. Valdosta ain't no 8-mile track.
What? Well, isn't it?
They took my money in the quarter. That's why I want. Hey, I paid my punk out through the quarter. Hey, it's about time for him to withdraw that if I can. Hopefully, I can.
You think they're
gonna go? I'll see if I can get in contact with him often. Man, let's see here.
Man,
we got another.
Be a nice... Hey, Chris.
Which one? Huh?
Me and 205. That would be a nice reunion right there.
I'm gonna see if I can call Kevin when this show is over with and get in contact with him. Let's see, we got two more calls, man. I'm going to try to open up these guys' line. 6939, I think I had it open early, but let's see. Your line is open.
Hey, 6J, man.
Okay.
Calling back.
All right. Let's see. Well, there's got to be
Alex. Alex, that phone check. Like my brother that went to sleep again.
Let's see here. All right, we got another number here. 3609. Your line is open. Where's the young guy from last week that came on and called the dude out from Georgia with the plastic 1000, man? I would have thought he would have called back in too.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you talking about that old G that came on last week?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, man, that was my favorite call out of the year right there.
Hey, Chris. Waka Flocka, he still got his 1000?
He's supposed to.
Is he still running pretty good?
Yeah. I think he was trying to, they're running flat slick bikes over in Texas, so yeah, they doing pretty good.
What up?
You trying to cook up something?
I was wondering what they flat slick boots are ready. I know it, me and him had talked about Valdosta when we was down there in Hattiesburg.
Which one? The black one?
Yeah, the black
one. Yeah.
Two bone, is it got it right? So you know
him? I mean, they've been riding, testing, and he had it over there in HMP.
riding the show.
Who is that Steve asking about that mic?
Yeah.
Man, Steve, you might well go ahead and try something else, because that man ain't finna run you. You're going to get a bunch of bullshit before you get the answer no.
Let me see who we got here again, man. We got 11:53. The line is open. I think. Let's see. Let me go back up through here.
Chris, Cut's listening, ain't he?
No, man,
Cut's listening,
though.
I'm talking about he probably listening, though.
Yeah,
he probably on here. You know, he plays so many games. Listen on shit, trying to see what he can talk about next week.
Man, but if I was Cut, I would change up the plastic on that bike, man, and just go on a racing spree. Let's see, we got a
You'll go broke before you won your first race. That joker, that needs some horsepower. you'll go broke, Chris. Now, I understand what you're saying, because he got every race opportunity in America to run everybody. I understand what you're saying. But you need some horsepower.
Okay.
I'll be over there trying to get Steve to rent the bike to me. You know what I'm saying? Lease it to me for about 3 weeks.
Man, that's one man I know probably could get 50 races if he wanted to.
He's
scared to run all of them. He backed me up all the way. I'm like, man,
he can get every race he wants. He can pick and choose what he want to race. They don't care.
People spotting him and everything. But he always got to take. If you tell him you're going to give him a break, he's like, well, you got to give me 200 breaks. Man, I don't know what's on with Cousin Cut, man.
Hey, did cocaine and Eddie Kane get locked in for Val Dawson?
I don't know.
I seen it going, huh?
I don't think so.
They opened up the old post. They was getting going back and forth on
fighting. Yeah, they was going back and forth.
Yeah, I saw it.
But I doubt it. But got these fights about to come out. Melon Militia, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see Cousin Cut. I think the boys over in Texas are hand up on Cousin Cut, though.
You're going to make Cousin Cut get back on his radio.
Man, this is the thing about Cousin Cuts, man. He can be everybody in the world, and people still going to want to get his race. You know what I mean? Like, don't you know how, like, when you beat everybody, people start to get scared of you? Cousin Cuts can get his race back-to-back if he wants.
If he ever runs you kills on and beats you, you can go into the closet.
Oh, yeah.
They can
feel
him. Yeah, it's over with.
Yeah,
cameras, you need
he,
to get all
ever,
the cameras
he,
off.
Hey, if he ever beat anybody fast, he's going to do that.
Hey, that don't only go for kills on. That go for anybody. If he whooped it, you can get rid
of him. Hold on. I just keep making it.
He won't kills on so bad.
Yeah,
he can get ready.
He got with dust on the bike.
You can get ready, partner. If he beats up on that bike, you can get ready.
I'm probably not gonna hit no track until October 12th. And if Dustin get down the track and then shit like that, he'll race over.
Well, if he get past you, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna be the first person at 6 o'clock on the radio waiting for him to listen to this message.
Yeah, I ain't gonna let that I'm not finna get run nobody if it's, you know, If it's half ass, so I know the consequences of losing Cut.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, Ryan them got their bike back. He ain't gone.
Oh, really?
But,
I talked to Sean at Rockingham. He was like, I told him, I asked him, I was like, shoot, y'all, this before we ran y'all. I was like, y'all can run the boys and y'all get. And I think it was afterwards. I said, we going to try them again. I was like, but y'all going to try them? He was like, man, people don't want to run 1,000 against boosters no more. You know what I mean? He said that 1,000 for a booster. Sean told him, he said that 1,000 for a booster thing. He said that booster got too much torque for the 1,000 or something like that.
It was something similar to that,
you know what I mean?
It really do, man. It really do. Because I know I talked to my Bill a while ago about that situation and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, he really was saying that you ain't got to do that much to a booster to beat a really fast ass 1,000.
Nah.
That
don't sound right.
People like a month ago, everybody was like, shit, 1,000 whoop boosters, 1,000 whoop boosters, you know what I mean? And now everybody, well, 1,000 against 1,000, boosters against boosters, I don't know.
You know, it's going to be up and down all the time, you know, but it was like that, because 1,000 was like, for like a year straight, goddamn.
Yeah.
1,000 was the hottest shit out until they goddamn weak ass contributor came out.
He said what?
Until that weekend Katrina came out, and then everybody just started, want to go 1,000, 1,000.
You about to get in that kid, though.
Killzone, you got the back tie with dust on.
I can't fuck with that bite, man.
But that Killzone and Gola bite will be probably a good one.
Yeah, Killzone.
I'm gonna tell you the other ones out, and everybody's squeaking on Ordy's bike. I think Ordy's bike is one of the fastest ones. Man, look here, you need to see, goddamn, I ain't just bringing them out like that, man, but you need to see Tootie bike, man. For real, I saw that motherfucker run dust, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, I see goddamn like at the rock. I mean, I just sit back and watch. You know, and goddamn, cause you know, me and Tootie, we gonna eventually race, man. Cause we ain't never like no more than an hour and a half away from each other, and we damn near be at the same track. So as soon as we, you know, can figure out what we gonna do and shit like this, I know I can't beat them heads up because of my weight. But the man bike is fucking moving, man. If y'all remember, Custom Cut was talking bad about 2D2 now and all that shit. And that's the race goddamn can go down on the October 12th too. I know he won mine, but I know Custom Cut ain't gonna do that because 2D around his waist. Is that where the bike came from?
Look, guys, we got another caller, man. 9439. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
I guess everybody gonna wait till October 12th.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, hey, Chris. Yeah. Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone say something. All right, we got another one here. 9439. Your line is open. It keeps lighting up on the board. Okay. All right, if you ever want to say anything, your line is open, so.
Yeah, I'm just listening to this drunk ass Killzone on here talking about they want Audi and 2D 1000.
Okay.
I ain't saying nothing about no goddamn Audi 1000. I said 2D 1000. Who is this?
Don't worry about who it is.
No. Oh, this goddamn Ed Kane.
That's right.
Man, where you been, man? We been goddamn.
I've been online all night. I just been laying here listening.
Man, we've been talking about you the past few weeks and shit, man. You been having no fun and all that shit, man. What the hell been going on?
your booster gonna be in VMP?
It should be. I will be testing this week. It should be.
Well, if you get testing, won't you call me?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I think we'll probably be testing it and Elamine sometime this week, next week, one. So,
you act like that scared me or something.
No, I didn't say it posed a security. I just said we you know, we just even the playing field, we coming. You know, we ain't say we faster than you or we can beat you, but we coming.
Okay. Boy, I wish you told me you'll do something so I can phone. My daughter got married not this week. I show come. I got to do it. Say the word.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell you that right now. Like I said, we finna do some testing and see. We can... I feel like I can handle you with that 1,000, though.
Won't you try it, then? We never got a chance to finish the game we started. You remember?
Yeah.
And you started it.
Yeah, I
be your huckleberry.
I know you will. Hey.
Don't tell me you were just playing.
No, I wasn't playing.
So I sure wasn't.
Oh, I know you wasn't.
Hey Eddie, the N2D dudes told me they got to whoop us and Eddie Kane before they try Katrina.
Who said that?
The N2D people.
Oh shit! If he sleep on the tree like he did against Taco Bell, hell, he can't beat nobody.
Nah, he told me that at Rockham because they asked him when they're gonna run Katrina. He said he gotta get past us and Eddie Kane first.
Well, he can run. He sure can run Eddie Kane.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in VMP. We said he's gonna try out some VMP.
Yeah.
Hey Eddie, y'all come down there on October 12th too, right?
Yeah. I'm just gonna be down there October 12th.
Yeah.
That's really when I might round that boost up seed A.
You could do it on 28 if you want to. You can try.
Yeah, I can try.
All you gotta do is just say win. Just say win. I tell you what, Eddie Kane. I tell you what. You say you gonna test your bike this week?
Yeah, should be. I'm pretty sure.
All right, let's draw straws right now. We'll be gentlemen to each other. We raise heads up. Remember who went out of heads up race? Get up the back top. I'll go race then.
No, I ain't gonna do no two. I ain't gonna do no two races. When I come for you, I'm coming to fuck you up head up and send you on through the bush.
Well, we can go heads up then. I just got to make it right so you can say if you got error. You know you got room for error. So I'm going to
do it. Yeah, no, I don't know about all that.
I'm going to do it.
I already know what I got to run to compete with you. If I can't do that, then I ain't going to leave me fucking with you.
You know how fast you
got
to go?
Yeah, I know how fast I got to go.
By the time I got down the great Eddie Kane, said, I don't give a fuck what you got. What's out of the
oven? You right about that. I sure did. Hey, but I had to recalculate things.
Yeah. Some motherfuckers got there ready, man.
But I ain't scared of no 1,000. None.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody. Don't care how I like to bike, how I like to ride it.
I ain't got shit to fight you with, though.
Yeah, Billy Mays might be a good race. It might be a good race out to 60 foot.
Come on, hey, what? He's fast, man.
Billy Mays might give me a good rate off the 60 foot.
God damn. What
y'all talking about, man?
Hmm?
Are you getting bread?
Fishing bread.
Huh?
What's
going on?
Grunt talk?
Duh. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Billy Mays cannot run me, dude.
I don't know. I ain't said nothing about it. My daddy and them wanted to do that last week. They were telling me about it. He said bump was up there talking shit. I said, oh, God.
Man, to be honest, man, no, he got hit really hard on the tree. Do you even think he gonna outrun me?
I don't know, that bitch is fast, so I ain't gonna lie to you.
Huh?
I said that bitch is fast, so I ain't gonna lie to you. I think it'd be a good race.
Nah. I don't think that.
I just everybody benefits from Katrina though now.
Huh?
I see everybody gunning for Katrina though now. He got everybody back to the drawing board.
I think if Brady EJ Lee together, the Gap Band gonna play.
You're talking about the eighth or the quarter?
The quarter.
Where you get that from? You been smoking at Eddie Kane?
That what?
Where you get that you smoking on?
I got it. You want it?
I'm gonna tell you something right now. All we gotta do is bump it. If you ain't out there dating no mile, you can get that something off.
I probably agree with that.
If you ain't winning the race that day tomorrow, you can set that motherfucker off. I promise you that.
Hell, if I ain't
what
winning the race,
stomach?
Huh?
What about your stomach?
If you ain't winning, I don't give a damn what's going on. You talking about your boots or your ones out?
Oh, you talking about the Katrina race?
Yeah.
We know we can't leave behind Katrina. Hell, if we leave behind Katrina, we might as well cut it off and turn around.
Yeah.
You're right.
Shit. I can't deny that. If we leave behind, I told Ray, you can't leave behind at all.
Nah, you can leave behind that something if you want to.
No, you leave behind. The race over.
Yeah, it's over. You got it.
I can't even front on that.
You gotta be well tested to fuck with that Katrina bike.
I really feel like if Dustin bike hadn't got hot, it's gonna be a real good race between me and him.
I believe that too.
Yeah, man,
that number we seen at T-Mont, that number. We ain't coming that plan, even if we thought it was gonna be a close race. We gotta be big dose on it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you something, Katrina. Okay. It's a little harder for y'all to get races now, right? So would y'all like consider? I mean, would y'all consider out there again? You know, turning bikes back side and shit like that.
Hell no. Hell no.
No, I said certain bike.
Hell no.
Okay.
Okay. This ain't Dusty beat cocaine, right?
Yeah.
Dusty beat cocaine, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we beat cocaine. Yeah.
And it's always an excuse. I ain't testing my bike yet. My bike will pop in that right now. Now you got JT on there. You fly at the mouth. But I'm gonna get that mouth too.
I'm saying, goddamn, like on all that other shit, goddamn, certain things see old goddamn punk out, right?
Say what?
I said certain things see old certain people punk out money, right?
Who that?
I said a certain thing you see a whole certain people punk out money, right?
Who do?
I think somebody's gonna punk out money or some shit.
Nah, it ain't punk out. You know what I mean? If
they wanna run, all they gotta do is lock on.
But
I think Buck can get all the races he wants to tackle box on the bike.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. If Tackle Box riding, if you're around with the entire shit, you usually right, you gotta run with the
boots. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Hell, I can't run a bike that's faster than me and with a light around it. Yeah, though. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, one thing for sure, Tackle Box is back in the team.
He said Tackle Box what?
Tackle Box is back in the
deep. But I'm gonna have a light man on my bike in Maryland.
I'm gonna put a light man on my bike.
Hey, who phone cutting up like this?
I know, I
heard this. Hey, you need to buy you a better phone.
Oh, they ain't on my phone. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
How much Ray Lee weigh now?
Man, who knows? He done lost a little weight. He done lost some weight, man. I don't know how much he weighed, though. He's still probably around 150 unsuited. He had done got about 160 unsuited one time. But see, man, to be honest with you, I was gonna run Buck and Rock Man. I'm telling you, somebody need to do something about their phone.
That shit is terrible.
Somebody in the TV, man.
Oh, let me see if I can go down and close the phone and see.
Yeah, good God.
Who are they trying to watch TV and talk on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
They
want me. Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, what'd you say, Eddie?
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to run Buck and Rockingham. I'm going to tell you, I shook the bike down, and the bike run his number, which Buck came to me and said, "Look, I'm going back tomorrow. Said, if you can guarantee me a race, I stay. He said, you tell me you're coming back tomorrow, I stay."
Hold on, man. Buck ain't saying nothing like that.
Yeah, Buck telling a damn lie. Buck came over there to the trailer and asked me. And I got witnesses. If you come back tomorrow, and Tim, you come back tomorrow, I see you tomorrow. I told Buck, I said, I see you tomorrow then. He said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
It was told last week that he tried to went down this run and trying to run everybody over at the track with nobody racing.
Yeah.
We told Buck, I said, Buck, we'll try out, but we was like, fuck it. Since that little poll thing said we messed up with Katrina, we going to run Katrina. And am I lying? And then we say that, Steve? See it on here?
Yeah,
but, yeah, okay.
So.
But we, the poll matched Katrina and Sam Cook up, so we ran them. And then CeCe tried, Geronimo was going to run Buck bike, but Buck said they ain't trying to bet enough. I mean, he had two races, right? I mean,
okay.
But yeah. I was going to run Buck, and I told Buck, if Buck get online and say that was true, Buck tells a damn lie.
I mean, you got to look at the fact. Now, He did wait on y'all all day though.
He didn't wait. Look here. He didn't come all the way down there to run us. He didn't come all the way down there to run all them people at the track. You mean tell me you came all the way from wherever you stayed just to run me? Because I've been listening to the show. I hear somebody say he said yeah, they said they'd be here at 7. Who the fuck did he talk to? They said they'd be here at 9. Who the fuck did he talk to? Tell me, because he didn't talk to me.
I mean, Buck was like, "Got there. Ain't nobody." He came to race. He came there for East versus South thing. That's all.
Okay,
okay.
So
he was like, the only bike that he couldn't race, he wasn't going to race was Katrina, but everybody else didn't want to race.
The poll matched him two up. That's what he was talking about.
He had races, but he wanted to buy the pot. I mean, hey, everybody can't run for the pot that he want to run for. Hell, everybody couldn't run for the pots I want to run for this year, but I ran them anyway. Hell, I ran a couple races, a couple thousand. Shit, I run a hell lot. Money is money. Hell, I got to get it all.
Yeah.
Them greedy motherfuckers like Seed. Where he at? He's still online. Goddamn. Hey, they want every dime they can get. Hey, keep on running them down the road and not getting nothing out of it. I'm going to keep on chipping away at it.
Yeah. Billy riding Ellamy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
Now they're gonna be a sight to see right there.
Yeah. Hell, I don't know what Billy be bullshit. I don't know what hell Billy hell supposed to. He told Hall come up that day. They supposed to put the motor on today. Now nah, shit, I don't know what the hell Billy in the world of his own, man.
He
want to
beat the boys?
Who? Shit. He said, he going out of Johnny. Billy said, ain't shit. He said, motherfucker think I'm scared of Johnny. I'm finna show him. Johnny ain't nobody.
He said that?
Damn.
That's what he said. That's what he told me. I talked to him. He said, shit, Johnny. Who is Johnny? Shit.
Well, if he want to make a goddamn comeback, goddamn, that damn should do it.
I'm gonna tell you that them motherfuckers, man. But the thing about it is, man, them motherfuckers. See, Billy and Harvey gonna put test like Katrina them. You know what I mean? Like us, we seen a number and we put that motherfucker up. You know, you know the kind of shit we do, Eddie. Like
yeah.
We see a number, we like you can do it too. Like sometimes, I mean, no, you test like them. But
man,
see I test,
man, I load that motherfucker down with knives and blast that son of a bitch for all it worth.
Yeah,
well,
but you know how you see a number, we get happy about it. And it was like, we're going to run them. But, man, you got to be prepared with them because that them, they prepared, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But,
well, God, I guess that's going to be it. it for tonight, man. We done ran out of time. Hopefully next week we're going to have some results or something from after this weekend. Hopefully everything goes along smooth this weekend over in Holiday Beach. And I think Mike and them, we got to get into the detail and find out the guys with his GS or the one in the race. But hopefully I have some information, some video or something. Go somewhere this weekend. And I'm kind of looking forward for this October race too, man. I'm have to leave everything open and get over there and see this because I don't want to miss that race there. Yep. So with that being said, guys, we're in and holler back at you all next week.
All right.
All right, man. Okay, then.
All right, fellas.